participate in a Don and Mike show contest?
How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post, well, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
It's Veterans Day.
Stomp on the rum.
Stomp on the rum.
Woo!
Stomp on the rum.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stomp on the rum. Can't stomp the rum. You can't stomp the rum.
Woo!
You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Step into my office.
What?
Because you're freaking fired. Woo!
Check my paranoia. Can't stop the rum. Check my paranoia.
La, 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 la.
Check my paranoia. Can't
get better in day.
Check my paranoia. Can't stop the rum.
Woo!
Check my paranoia. I'm only moving, dancing like Madonna.
Oh, no one let me have a right across the puss.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
Down.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And here they come. Oh, get them out of here. I'm not sure exactly why. I hate them. They're way past Halloween. They're wearing those expensive uniforms.
They saw a true story. He was a neo-Nazi.
For him.
One true enemy. Himself.
Yeah.
A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Ross, be right.
No, they're all veterans.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tornado, and all the ships at sea. They'll give you a tingle in your tinkle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, thank you, Rob, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this
Monday.
November 11th. Phone number from anywhere, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Wow.
Yeah, look at
wow,
that.
Happy Monday.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
Man, that was tight.
And thank you so much for listening. It's
Veterans Day.
Right, well, we only get to use it once a year, so we want to make sure we get our money's worth.
It's Veterans Day.
Thank you, singers.
Happy Veterans Day, if in fact you are a veteran. And so here we are with the show.
Yeah.
Before we get to the show, let me see. Oh, we have the tapes from last week.
Yes.
When we had NFL legend Harry Callis on with us,
mm-hmm.
and we have now, with sound effects and everything, here's our own Buzz Gurdley
mm-hmm.
Scoring a touchdown for his favorite team, the Chicago Bears, to win the Super Bowl.
And then having some Campbell's Chunky Soup.
From NFL Films, here's Buzz.
Bear down Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl 35 on the frozen tundra of Lando Field. For the Bears, it's down their last-ditch effort. Fourth down and goal. They're at the 8-yard line. The handoff to Buzz Burbank. Breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's at the 5. Sheds the tackle at the 2. Touchdown, Buzz Burbank. And the Bears have won the world championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That is good, and good job with the editing and the mixing.
Yeah,
that. Very nice.
But the favorite piece of tape is the following one. With our own Slow Joe Artinger.
Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone to show Artinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
Ain't that right? So thank you to Harry Callis. Also, just a blatant ripoff of the, you know, Letterman with the Dr. Phil moment.
Yeah, but it's a, you know, as ripoffs go, it's one of the best I can think of.
We have the Bill O'Reilly thought of the day, and going in chronological order, I think this was the very first one.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
Right, then we have this one.
Yeah, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Right, and then we have this one.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
And now we have for you, as a way to get your day started, today's Bill O'Reilly thought of the day. Right.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Oh, man. There you go.
You know what? It's one thing to steal when it's just a blatant ripoff. Then it's another thing to steal and improve on it.
Oh, yeah.
And we get a lot. Our moments are much better than Dr. Phil's moments.
I agree.
That's your Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Wow.
Okay. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. A big show, big week of shows. Are the blowers activated? Robbie, would you make sure that the telephone is, in fact, turned on?
Blower activate.
It's okay. Monday.
Well, you know, normally the phones are all just hopping.
Right.
And well, there you go. Thank you. Someone finally turned them on. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Oh. Now, I believe that was not just a hang-up. There was a sound made before the hang-up.
I hope that is not some kind of foreboding sign of the week.
No. Don't like that at all.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
And your ever-questing search for a perfect show, the chronological for Bill O'Reilly, was out of order.
Was it really?
So yeah, heroin was second, oral was first.
Yeah.
It was.
Oral, we should number them.
Oral was then first. Heroin, okay, then right. Gay, then today's. All right, thanks,
right.
My friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later. And, of course, because I want you, the home listener, to be as excited about the show as I am every day,
mm-hmm.
You'll notice that today I've modified.
Yes.
I went from the original big 3x5 card.
Right.
Is that 3x5?
No, that's 5x8.
And then I went to the
4x6.
4x6.
Mm-hmm, right.
And then I went to the piece of paper,
which I was using
lengthwise. Right. And now today I present to you
the
show outline done vertical.
You've gone vertical.
Done
letter sized.
Yes, letter sized. Including some stuff that I even wrote on the computer.
That is fantastic.
Well, how about that? I don't know if it means that today's show is going to be any better. Today will probably be the same quality crap show that we deliver every day, but
better.
But right here, it's new and colorized, and now the show layout is done vertically
mm-hmm.
for your enjoyment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, just calling to see how Donnie Football did this week.
My guys finally came through. Finally broke through and got victory number one.
You should play a fan.
Outstanding.
It is your first victory of the year. You should play a fan.
Now, Mike, listen, when you are 1-8, I really don't. Well, if no, Rob, where I'd rather have the one that's right up there on the wall back there.
Oh, that one?
John Norris, is that who you beat? You beat Johnny?
Yeah. Hi, John.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
How's it feel? How's it feel to be the first?
Not good. Not good at all.
But congratulations.
How many points did you score, Johnny?
Obviously not enough. I had lots of them on the bench with San Diego's defense scoring two touchdowns.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Keep your excuses. Yeah. Keep your excuses.
You know, this year you don't know.
No, you don't.
You really don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, but it was actually quite enjoyable.
That's terrific.
To wake up and turn the computer on and see that I had won, although I'm still waiting, since it's CBS Sportsline, of course, I'm still waiting.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop in my game. I technically have won my game also, but, you know, things happen on CBS Sportsline where all of a sudden they come back and they say, I haven't won.
Although I couldn't even really check the computer at home this morning. We've had some bad weather come through the Northeast.
Oh, my God, 5:30 in the morning was like somebody shot off a cannon in my backyard.
And this morning in our house, it really was like the house was possessed. Not like that all the time. But the power was going on and off for about 15 minutes.
Get
every,
out.
Every 15 seconds.
Get out now. Get out. Get out of the house.
Every 15 seconds, the power would go on, uh-huh. And everything would reset. Then the power would go off.
That's bad for your electrics.
Yeah,
you know, your electronics stuff. Yeah.
Our computer server, totally fried.
Really? Mm.
Totally fried and crashed.
Oh, really? So, I mean, the power surge tanked you?
Yeah, well, I think roughly 18 times.
That'll do it.
We counted. We sat there, we counted. Yeah. Okay, that's okay. But it became a game after a while.
Yeah.
Counting, the lights would come on, they'd stay on for about 10 seconds, then, pew, everything would go down, and we'd wait about 15 seconds.
Don't you live in a part of the world where, phone lines and electric lines are like back from the 50s and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you live in a really nice neighborhood, but I'll tell you.
Very rural.
The infrastructure back there is very, like, lots of poles.
Very rural. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and I don't mind the fact that there are Polacks living where I live.
I
say more power to them.
They're all the people that own ladders they keep in their garage, and on top of the ladders it says stop.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
That's funny.
Okay. Goodbye.
See you later.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how about the best episode of The Sopranos all season last night?
Hey. Now,
I'm going to applaud.
Agreed, but we are going to wait until the time in the show.
Oh, no.
When we have our Sopranos reviews. Now, we do this every minute. Please, Mike, this is why I take
the orange sheet.
To have the orange sheet, okay?
Mike, you missed out.
Don't leave it in the locker room.
I know.
Okay, the show has just begun. It's a four-hour show.
We're on the show now.
I know we're on the show now, but please, we got to save some for later.
Then can I thank my friend at Best Buy for helping me with my camera, with my digital camera, really? And no discount, no nothing, no getting anything for free. Mm. But this guy, how many times have you been into that place, Best Buy, where you say, hey, can you help me with something? And you get the...
Always.
How you doing? What's up, Doc? Come on, what's up, Doc? How you doing? What's up, Doc? How you doing? Have you seen my Burger King commercial? Not really in a commercial. I just walk in, everybody says, hey, Shaq. I go, how you doing? What's up, Doc? How you doing?
I want to say hi to Mike at Best Buy. Big, tall guy. And it has a goatee, beard, short, you know, like shaved head type of thing. Man, got me set up. I was taking my daughters to the zoo, and I wanted a digital camera, and I wanted to get it charged in my car. And I knew nothing about digital cameras at all. And he just, there was not a question or an area of help where this guy did not kick ass.
Wow.
And I, you know what? And I bitch about people enough where I just said, I've got to thank this guy because he knew everything about a digital camera. And, you know, I was a complete shill, too, because I bought everything. I bought the carrying case. I bought the whole. But you know what? He hooked it up with a, you know, you had to do a special thing in order to, it didn't come with the car charger, and then one camera did, and this camera had this many pixels. And then I was taking pictures all afternoon and all weekend long. And, man, it's just, I was so stupid when it came to digital cameras. I knew nothing. My mind was a white, blank canvas. And he enriched me, he helped me, and I was grateful, because anybody with less information, I would not have been able to get that camera.
And very soon, any pictures we take will be up on our own website, and we've come up with a name now for the website.
Yes.
Tell you in a second.
Okay.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to know what your wife and son thought of 8 Mile.
I think they actually liked it. I'm amazed that 8 Mile made $56 million this weekend.
All right, guys, bye.
$56 million for goddamn Eminem. Do you believe that?
That tells me something. Well, it tells me it's official.
What?
It's official.
What is?
I'm behind. I'm behind. I'm left behind. I'm old.
Hi. See me? I'm running right next to you.
You're much hipper. You're much hipper than I am.
At least I know who he is. Eminem, I mean. And I believe I'm going to call my Connie Honey now, who's the official webmaster for what will be our official website, which will be coming up soon. I think that she told me that perhaps...
Hello.
Hey, hi, baby.
Hi, my sweetheart.
Did you like the Eminem movie?
Yeah, we did like it. I mean, Barty says hi. Good, Barty. Yeah, he's been working on his college app, he wanted me to tell you.
All right, very good.
Yeah, we liked it. I mean, it wasn't the greatest movie ever, but when you compare Eminem to any other pop star like Madonna or Mariah Carey, compared to those people, he's Brando.
Baby, did you buy that that domain name that we have been talking about?
I have it on hold. I have it parked.
Fantastic, and I think we have to thank Buzz, right? That he's the one that came up with it, with the idea.
We just modified his idea ever so slightly.
Cool. Right.
He was the creative genius behind it.
When we have and Frida,
this show is for me today. It's just one big tease.
Well, Mike, listen,
it's coming.
The Sopranos. I promise we'll discuss it. We're all in agreement. It was a great episode of The Sopranos.
So this domain name's not the one that you and I were talking about.
No. And it's
a brand new one?
Brilliant.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Don and Mike's website.
Just
think about it. Think how simple it is.
Is that all it is?
Don and Mike's website.
It's Don and Mike website. DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll be it when we get it together.
And Mike website.
That's like going like this.
Yeah.
That's like going like this to everybody that was trying to steal from us.
Right. All the squatters.
Is that you?
That was me.
That's great.
They didn't think of that.
Nice thinking, Buzz.
Thanks.
So I think Buzz's idea, honey, was what? Don and Mike.
Yeah, he wanted just... He had the
end. And Frieda and I were discussing. I said, well, most people would put Don and Mike.
Right. So Don and Mike website. It's almost more memorable.
Yeah. It is. Now, don't go there yet.
No.
There's nothing there yet.
Nothing there.
And all you squatters out there, you can just eat my BM because we've already purchased the domain name. It's there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And sometime soon when we have something to put on a website, such as pictures of Lisa or the American Idiot or whatever.
Or whatever polls or whatever things you want, people to feedback to wouldn't call.
Yeah, what a great name. Just go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
That is fantastic news.
How simple is that?
Way to go, everybody.
Simple, yet beautiful. All right, sweetie, I love you.
I've got the computer fixed, my darling.
You're the man.
I know.
What can I say? You're the man.
I know. I had to buy a new server and get it all hooked up, but it's done.
All right, well, I will talk to you later because, you know what?
What?
I better not tell you.
Why?
More teasing.
No. Rob gave me a Post-it note today.
Yeah.
That there was something I was. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone and tell her what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
And tell her you gave him the Post-it note.
Well, you know, she already knows that.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah. Tell her.
I thought you might want to repeat it.
But thanks for underscoring that.
Just tell her the circumstances.
Hey, Rob. What is the money if I can't really stab you in the back?
Tell her the circumstances. That's all. Okay. Yeah. Because Rob is.
Rob fears your wife like I do.
On Rob's wall in his office, he has all the Post-it notes. We have all the bets.
Right.
All the stuff that's said on the show. So if there's ever a question about anything that was ever said on the show, Rob has his wall that he uses as a point of reference. And I believe that...
Rob dances behind the curtain quite a bit on this show, and I just sometimes like to expose him.
He came to me today with the date. He said, hey, congratulations.
Can you date gleefully?
No, he came into the office and said, it's November 9th was the day, 1 month. Your wife said you had to wait a month to talk about this.
Oh, right here.
Boy, what is she on...
Right.
What is she yakking your ear off about?
All right. Right. Okay, hang on one second. She basically said what I told you when I gave you the Post-it today.
Right, just don't say...
Right, that you can't highlight it, just...
Just mention
happen
it.
On it.
Breeze by it.
All right, honey. Got it.
All right, Phil.
All right, sweetie.
Hi, Rob.
Love you.
So anyway,
Hi.
Listen, there are these people I know. I'll see you later, honey.
Not today.
What?
Not today.
She said not right now. She said you have to come back to it later.
All right, I'll come back to it later in today's show.
No. If you had discussed it with me at home and not drawn attention, you could have. But now that you blew it.
Now, people have no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
People have absolutely no idea. I'm going to come back to it later on today's show when no one remembers that we even had this discussion. even when I come back to it later in the show.
You have not obeyed.
What do you mean I have not obeyed?
Well, I'm trying not to even draw more attention, but you have not. You have not done it correctly. You have mishandled the situation.
People will not know what I'm talking about.
You mishandled it.
I'll talk about it tomorrow, then. All right. See, people have very short attention spans.
Okay, talk about it. Let's say you're going to talk about it tomorrow, and then don't really, and that'll really...
All right. Well, let's just say that I've forgotten all about it.
Okay. All right.
I'll put it right here for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Gee, Fried, I guess Rob really shouldn't have brought that post-it note in today.
Rob, I told you.
I'm kidding. I am kidding. I'm sorry. No, Frieda, I'm just working, Rob.
That's true, because I told Rob after they got off the air, mention it.
All right. Bye, honey.
All right.
See you later.
Rob, you're on my list now.
Welcome. Bye, baby. All right. Okay. Here's the deal.
Just keep picking at it, Mike. The affection
hey,
right end.
Rob, you know what that is? That's tight end.
What's that?
That's payback for tight ends right there. No, there you go.
What,
congratulations on the win yesterday.
You're aces with me, Robbie.
Hey, you know what?
You're aces with me.
I hope everybody's aces with me because all I do is live to provide joy.
That's right.
That's all.
You made me very happy.
Well, thank
and
you.
I mean that
seriously. Mike.
He's providing me joy right now.
There's something that I've not been allowed to talk about for a long time, and I'm just supposed to come to it. And
it's not that big a deal.
Out of the blue. I'm supposed to just come to it like it's nothing, and I guess I'll wait till later because now I've drawn too much attention to it.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Let me ask you something. Is your website going to be? Are y'all going to be able to put naked pictures on there? Or are y'all going to be restricted since y'all are associated with CBS?
Would you please just please allow us to simply get a website going first? I really don't know about the nudity issue.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's the most important thing.
No, probably not. Since we are associated with CBS.
But you know what? We will have good pictures on there. Just, you know, not necessarily, it's not going to be a porn site.
If you want to go to a porn site, there's a million porn sites you can go to.
If we can do nudity, can we make it so everyone can see it except this guy?
Yeah, really.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right.
All right, leave the driving to us. Site.com.
Oh,
yeah,
it's simple, and it just makes it so much better to all those people that were trying to steal the names for the other web names.
It's a great way to screw them.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you for the call.
I would say next to a failed congressional campaign, that's going to hurt.
So the weekend. Here's what happened over the weekend to me. A couple of things. First, it was our son's last ever high school homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't all gushy and everything about it. It was just, it's one of those moments, it's like one of those deals where you say, this will be the last time ever that he gets ready to go to a high school homecoming. I'm sure he'll do the same thing at whatever the, you know, community college of his choice is that he attends next year. But he never ceases to amaze me. That I said to him on Saturday, now, are you going to buy that jacket I got you? Because a couple of weeks ago we had to go to a wedding, and I bought him a real nice jacket and a real nice outfit, and he said no. He said, Dad, like I should know this, Dad, I'm a senior. I said, yeah. He said, seniors can dress any way they like.
Huh?
I said, all right, well, you know, we got you that nice jacket, you're going out to a restaurant, then you're going to the homecoming, and then you're going to, incidentally, a co-ed sleepover. And,
wow! Whoa!
Yeah, but with parents that we trust.
Oh, we did that. That's like senior ball.
And with parents that we trust more than any other parents, so I'm sure everything was cool.
Ah.
But he comes downstairs at about 5:30 on Saturday afternoon. He has on, you know, those plasticky kind of sweatpants.
Yeah.
He has on a pair of those. He has on a dress shirt in which he has ripped off the sleeves, and he has on. From a deal that I have for a tuxedo, a Christmas bow tie on. And because I got the bow tie and the cummerbund and the matching cufflinks.
Uh-huh.
And he comes downstairs and I said, what is up with that? And he said, this is what I'm wearing to homecoming. And I said, are you sure? Is everybody going to dress like this? Because I remember more than one time in school myself when I was a kid when me and all my buddies would make a plan that we would all do something and then the next day none of them would be able to do it
But as it turns out, I would be the one guy that came to school.
Right.
And I would be the only one that did it, and the rest of the kids would say, my mom and dad wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, he's got a certain dress code at school, but don't you, you've got a dress code in your house, too, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, if you think that you want him to look a certain way, right?
It's his life. It's his homecoming.
Right.
So, anyway, that was a memorable moment. So
he wore the sweatpants with the dress shirt with the sleeves ripped off and the bow tie?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a red bow tie that had Santa Claus and candy canes on it.
Huh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So that was his homecoming. That was all day Saturday and Saturday night. So Saturday, because I'm a good guy, I said to my wife, I'll do something you would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she guessed, and this will be a major shock to a lot of you, that we should go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know why I did it. I don't know why everybody else does it. But I promise to you that I will never do it again. And if you're going to do it in the future, I urge you not to. Why people would go to outlet malls on Saturdays or Sundays, I don't know. But I'm one of those people. We went to an outlet mall on Saturday. So freaking crowded. And when you go to the outlet mall, it used to be, back in the day, you would go to an outlet mall, and you would really get nice stuff. You would say, like, wow, this is a nice expensive pair of pants, a nice expensive shirt, a pair of shoes, and look how cheap it is.
They really should call an outlet mall a picked-over mall.
Yeah, and now what it is, it's junk. In every store, it's just junk. It's got the name of the store.
And whatever leftover merchandise they're taking from the regular retail.
And just junk, and people are pushing each other out of the way to get to the piles of junk, and that's how they are. For instance, I went into the Nike outlet, and rather than have stuff folded and on tables or on hangers, they just had tables with piles of shirts, T-shirts.
Where everybody's greasy hands have been rummaging through them.
Piles of sweatshirts, piles of sweatpants, and I found myself in the middle of this.
Rummaging.
Yeah, can't help
and
it. Yeah.
The shirt that I'm wearing now, I will tell you that I almost didn't get this shirt because as I pulled on, with God as my witness, as I pulled on the left sleeve from the other side of the pile, there was a guy pulling on the right sleeve because there was only one extra large.
Fight!
They had the shirt in small, medium, double X, 3X, 4X, 5X, but only one extra large.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached down and I got it and I felt a tug on the other side. And I pulled back, and there was a tug on the other side, and he ended up just saying to me, if you really want it that bad. And I said, well, frankly, I do really want it that bad.
You're wearing it right now.
And now I realize why it was available at the outlet store.
I don't know why.
It is extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the sleeves.
They're long. They're very
check
long.
Check out the sleeves. The
sleeves are irregular.
The sleeves, yes.
Like they put triple extra large sleeves
on an extra large shirt. So that's what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Or it's just the design of the shirt itself, and they put a whole batch out like that.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think that it was just...
I bet if you took that shirt in a medium and put it on a regular medium guy, the sleeves would look the same way because the sleeves are long in every single size.
But Mike, the sleeves are so long that really... they cover up my whole hand.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't need any Nike mittens this year.
Cover up my whole hand. So after we got done going to these various stores and schlepping with the other people, that wasn't even the rough part of the day. The rough part of the day was arriving at the outlet mall, and I refuse to do this deal where you hover and follow people to their cars.
Oh, yeah, no.
And wait for them to pull out.
Right.
My wife said to me, as we pulled in, of course, there was no parking. She said, mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's someone. It looks like they're going to their car. Follow them. And I said,
I'm not following them.
I hate that.
And she said, follow them to their car. I said,
if you do that, inevitably, you're going to take 8 hours to put all their crap in the car because that's just the way people
are. Yeah, I said, first off, when it happens to me, it pisses me off. It puts undue pressure on you,
mm-hmm.
the person that's getting in the car, that you want to get there, you want to put the bags in, you want to get in the car.
Yeah, the hovering individual is diminishing from, is deteriorating your shopping experience.
Not to mention the fact that, hello, we're in a car, and this old guy and his wife are walking, so what are we going to do? Drive 3 miles an hour behind them in the parking lot?
Were they walking, or were they doing the shopper's waddle?
they were. It was the Shopper's Waddle.
Right.
And I say,
so many people walk in a mall.
I say bravo to them. Good for them.
Almost equal space is taken up side to side as it is moving forward.
That I don't know if they did this just because we pissed them off or what, but we followed them, and the whole way I'm saying to my wife, this isn't good. I don't like doing this. I'd rather just park a mile away.
Yeah.
Let's just go to some of the other parking lots. She said, no, they're going to their car. Look, if they're going to go to a space close, just follow them. Follow them. So we follow these people for 10 minutes, and they've looked over their shoulder, and they know we're following them.
Of course.
As they get to the car, I'm about two cars away from them, and I turn on the left blinker indicating when to take the spot. The guy opens up the trunk, puts all the stuff in, shuts the trunk, looks at me, gives me one of these.
A wave.
Thanks for shopping. And turns and walks back towards the stores. Now,
that's a dick move.
Now, I just got to say, I've done it to people myself.
Right, right, exactly.
And I say to him, bravo. Yeah. And I said to Frida, this is exactly why I don't like doing this.
And he did it with no concern whatsoever.
No, I mean, and he was an older guy, you know, so it was hard to really get mad at him.
Right.
I said to her, I understand the move. I've made the move myself.
Sure.
Said, why would you do that to someone? I said, because it is so friggin' aggravating when you're walking to your car. If we just drove around to the other side of the stupid outlet mall, there's 8 million parking spots.
Right.
It's just everybody wants to be close to the main entrance, to the Pottery Barn, and to the Dockers store, and whatever other crap stores they have there.
I think I know the one you went to.
Yeah, too. Out off Route 7.
Up in Leesburg.
Yeah, so I think that we pissed the old guy off, and I know I've done it. I know that especially around Christmas time I've done it. If someone's hovering behind me, I'll go to the car, and I'll put the stuff in, and then I'll shut the trunk and go back inside, or walk like I'm going back inside until I see them leave, then go back to my car and just drive away.
That's going out above and beyond.
And give it to someone who's just happens upon the spot.
Yeah.
But it was a whole big deal with my wife, where I was saying I don't feel comfortable following somebody around.
Right.
And if she had absolutely no problem with it. She said, this is the way it's done. You don't go shopping enough. This is how you do it.
We are in an anthill. I don't know if anybody's been aware of that over the last 5 years. I mean, you can't do anything or go anywhere without crawling over your fellow human beings now.
Well, it was our fault because we were going shopping at an outlet mall. You know, it might as well have been a sign on the side saying, attention, BM eaters, you know, free BM. It was so crowded. And
BM samples.
I include myself in that group.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, really. And I would think that there are A-list activities, B-list activities, C-list activities. Your outlet mall, going to an outdoor mall, would to me be like a C-list activity. You shouldn't have 1 million. There should be other options that people have. But around here, we have homes, we have highways, and we have shopping malls.
Well,
right.
That is it. I actually even gave her the option, although I really was hoping she wouldn't pick it, of going on a picnic.
You would have been on your own.
Yeah.
You probably would have had plenty of space.
No problem.
But she said no. She didn't want to go on a picnic. That she either wanted to go to a big furniture warehouse somewhere.
Right.
And God, that's worse than going to an outlet mall. Or we could just go to the outlets. Mm-hmm. And then when we were done at the outlets, I wanted to have lunch, and she wanted to have lunch, but neither one of us felt like, you know, as you walk past the food court,
the BM line,
at an outlet mall. It's just, even if you're starving, you don't want to stop there.
Yeah, that is really, you know, you want to talk about the germs floating around, something like that?
It's the worst, so we end up taking another 40 minutes so we can find a nice, quaint, ye old type place.
Up there?
Yeah, that she wants to eat at. You know, like a place that Paul Revere would have eaten at.
I've done that around there, and there's nothing.
You know, because this town that we were by had nothing but antique shops and these little art galleries and all the restaurants that frankly don't cater to the BM eaters such as myself. It's a highbrow. Well, he's welcome. Look at the leaves, my girl. A lovely Saturday. au tour du jour today.
Did you go to a fancy place?
Yeah, we went to a semi-fancy place.
Was it at all relaxing once you got out of the BM eaters?
Yeah, it was fine. You know, I just wanted on the record that occasionally I do stuff to make my wife happy.
Do you ever seriously look around that road you took to get out to the outlet malls and look at how many homes there are?
No, you know why we didn't?
It's phenomenal.
I did the Greenway.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you don't... If you go up Route 7, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
That's the other thing. That was the other big argument. There are two ways that you can get to this outlet mall that we went to. You can go down this major road, Route 7, which has now become... you might as well live in Jacksonville, Florida, because there's a Waffle House on every corner. There's a Jiffy Lube on every corner.
Right.
There's apartment buildings everywhere. There's stoplights everywhere. Or... You can pay $1.50 and drive 70 miles an hour on a brand new highway that just goes around all the crap and takes you right to where all the crap is.
No, but I mean, in our area, if you want to build a house out here, you know, if you're a developer, you want to build a house, you know what you do? You have to ask.
That's all.
That's about it.
She didn't want to. She didn't want to take the Greenway, and that was another giant. Not an argument, but just a discussion between us. Mm-hmm. Why don't you take Route 7? It's because I don't want to start and stop every 5 seconds. Let's take the Greenway. It's a brand new highway.
I don't think we're unique, you know, compared to other metropolitan areas, but I've lived here now for a very good part of my adult life, and I've never seen anything like it. You can't do, on Saturday, right. You can't do... anything.
And on Saturday, I also saw, when I was on the Greenway, this brand new expressway, I saw, and I know this is very common down south, but I've never seen this in the metro area, sneaky, the cops are getting sneakier. I saw undercover cops in Camaros.
Yeah.
Now, I know that if you go down south, you go out west, that they're in Camaro. I mean, like, the regular police cars, the black and whites,
dark-colored Camaros.
Are Camaros, but never in the state of Virginia have I seen an undercover a Camaro, and I just had the cruise control on, and the speed limit 65, we're doing about 70, we're driving along, and all of a sudden I hear the, and I look behind me, and I go, oh my God, if it starts to get hot, and it's a Camaro. So beware, citizens of Virginia.
Yeah, they're out there now.
The cops have Camaros.
And they got the real bad guys in jail, so you know now they got plenty of time to go back to you know, getting the average schmoes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I got a good practical joke for you for those people who hover.
Yeah.
What you do is when you're walking out to your car, you purposely walk down a long aisle. You get your keys out and act like you're going to be getting your car real soon, and the people start hovering over you, and then you cut over like two or three aisles, and it really pisses them off.
I've done that. It's practical.
That's outstanding.
That's not bad, because, I mean, you're really kind of just extricating yourself from the situation.
That's outstanding. Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's pretty good.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, very similar to what the last caller does. I'll park as far away as I can. I'll drop my wife off. I can't stand shopping. So what I'll do is I'm walking back in, taking my time to meet up with her. I'll do the same thing that guy just did, and then I'll leave her about the last shop she wants to go into, which gives me 15-20 minutes, and I'll just screw around in the parking lot doing that same thing.
You just walk and pretend you're walking into your car?
Yeah, I'll pull my keys out and kind of wave them around. Mm-hmm. People come over. But here's the fun thing you can do. If you do get a close spot and there's a bench or something that is there, if you can sit on. You know, before you go into the mall, if you're in a garage, sit there with your automatic door opener thing that makes your rear light flash. People come zooming around all the time trying to get that spot. You just sit there and watch.
Wow. How great is that?
This is a sadist right here.
You're good great. One. You are great, my friend. That's outstanding. Oh, do I
and
love that.
Guess what? It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I've actually been busted by one of those undercover Camaro cars.
This weekend was the first time I'd seen one.
Well, back in the day, I was doing some street racing. I drive a Camaro myself, and I pulled up at a light next to a black Firebird.
Yeah.
All tinted out. And we revved the engines, took off, and he didn't go. And I was like, okay, I won. So I flipped my flashers on, saying, yeah, I won the race. He pulled in behind me, flipped his visor down, wow. Doing red lights. Blink, 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 blink.
You know, that's another thing I've noticed now, that since the movie The Fast and the Furious came out,
man, those Honda Civics that are all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who told these guys that are driving, and that's the car, Mike, a Honda Civic.
Honda Civic.
That if you put nice metal rims on it, and you put a gigantic, like, Erector Set spoiler on the back of it, and you get the neon lights underneath it.
Saw three of them the other day, one right after the other.
But don't forget, it has to sound like a rattling coffee can.
No, but the car is still, like, 0 to 60. It still is, like, 3 minutes for the car to get from 0 to 60.
Yeah, your John Deere can go fast.
Yeah, it looks hot. But goddamn, do guys love painting up their Honda Civics now.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, they really, you know, they dart in and out of traffic. And I've seen a lot of these, like, groups of three or four of them, and they have tinted windows, so you don't know who's driving them. But they're out there, and they are tricked up as tricked up as it can be, and they're all over the roads.
I did see one that really had the giant fin on the back of it that was made out of metal. Yeah. It was just sheet metal.
Cheesy looking.
And looked like it had been built with an Erector.
Now, I expect when they come up to a stoplight that, like, 18 Japanese guys in biker leathers are going to get out with helmets on, the Fast and the Furious.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. For Mike's comment about developers only having to ask for it, I've been a zoning attorney in Fairfax and Loudoun for 20 years, and it's not as easy as he seems to think it is.
Yeah, of course, and I've made thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the backs of those developers, too.
That's why there's been so little development lately.
Yeah, yeah, come on, my ass. Take a look. Open your eyes.
Yeah. The house everywhere now, for goodness sake.
That's right.
We got a break, and I guess just one other thing for the weekend. When we get back, two things from the weekend. One of them I had a problem with, and the other one just something I saw that just had a problem with that, too. Clear the lines out now. They'll get a call number 100. We're playing for $500 with the Secret Sound, a common everyday sound heard in your kitchen. It's a plug-in jobber. Be the 100th caller right now, and good luck to ye. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Edwin's office.
This is George Peterson.
Oh, please hold.
Ed Rooney.
Ed, this is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. No, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan.
Did you say you wanted to see a body?
You don't like my policies. You can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Kid.
Pucker up, Buttercup.
What? Ferris Bueller's online, too.
I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do.
Well,
I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
I really don't know, sir.
I mean, I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to somebody else.
You know, sir, I would never deliberately insult you like that. I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
You're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, God damn it.
Yes, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of Charlie the Clown Guy. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, friends. Here we go with a call. Number 100. And it's you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Caller 100?
Yes.
Woohoo!
And hi, what is your name?
Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Where are you from?
Silver Spring.
Sophia, for you, tickets to see Guns N' Roses with Mixmaster Mike. That's not you, is it?
No, not to the best of my knowledge.
MCI Center, December 9th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster or online at Ticketmaster.com. Now you play for $500. If you can correctly identify the Secret Sound, which is a common everyday sound heard in the kitchen, and it's a plug-in jobber. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Good luck, and please don't answer until Mike sings like Tupac Shakur. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And I'm probably wrong. I think it's Shakur.
I'm sorry?
Tupac Shakur, yes. Tupac Shakur, please.
I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. Or $500. What is that sound?
Is it a can opener?
Oh, we're sorry.
No, it's not. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest...
There's a clue for you.
A clue for you.
But that's a good reminder that BM can now be acquired in cans.
Mm-hmm. I saw something this weekend that disturbed me. I guess it was during the football yesterday. You know, they run commercials for movies, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, movies aren't going to be coming out for a year.
Right.
Movies coming out at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. And I saw right at the end of one of the games yesterday, and it looked like Disney Animation
okay.
said, Adam Sandler's first, whatever you call it.
Animated feature?
Animated mm-hmm. feature. And...
Eight Crazy Nights, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks... Like,
does it mean he can use a voice like this, the same biggest, voice he's used for 30 years?
The biggest piece of crap where the Adam Sandler, he's drawn like Scooby-Doo, and it's the big Adam Sandler face, and I'm not quite sure if it's one of those movies with a message, or if it's supposed to be a comedy, but I think it's rated either G or PG.
I think it's PG, and I get the impression it's kind of like a Hanukkah movie. Because there's a lyric in his Hanukkah song that Hanukkah goes on for eight crazy nights.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the at the title screen at the end of it contains Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song 3.
Now, oh, so it is a Hanukkah movie.
Yeah.
All I know so. Is that it just disturbed me, and I don't know why. That I'm an Adam Sandler fan, and don't get me wrong, I'm very specific about what I like about Adam Sandler.
I always like to hear this because I always get confused. Because I'm frankly surprised you're a big Adam Sandler fan.
I like the stuff I think that you don't like. I like the baby talk. And I like the Waterboy. And I like Billy Madison. And I like all of his movies.
But don't you agree that Adam Sandler really, when you add him up next to some of the guys that have come out of Saturday Night Live, is kind of a one-trick pony?
Yeah, exactly. Which is why he should continue playing to his strength.
Right.
Which is just playing retarded, baby-sounding characters rather than do the stuff where he's sensitive, like in Big Daddy, or this new movie, Punch Drunk Love, where he's trying to expand and show us that he's really an actor.
See, I didn't see that. That got pretty good reviews.
Yeah, but that's not what his fans want. His fans
want him to talk like that. Turkey for you, turkey for me.
I know they didn't get good reviews, but I bought the DVD for Little Nicky. I like it so much. That Little Nicky is a great Adam Sandler movie, and I consider myself to be an Adam Sandler fan. But I like...
You've seen most of his films.
All of them. I like the retarded Adam Sandler. I don't like the serious Adam Sandler. Hold on, here is the hotline. And he shouldn't be doing... cartoons, no. For God's sakes. Hello?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, before you say anything, that you've called a radio station and you're on the air.
Really?
So now that I've said that, we can screw with this guy, right?
Go crazy!
Right. Yeah, what can we do for you, jackass?
Who is this?
Now, I think this guy knows what he's done. That's my theory here.
No, actually, Mike, you're wrong.
Really?
That on our hotline... We are one digit away from a travel company.
Yeah, I guess you are, because that's what I was trying to call.
We get calls all the time.
This is Don and Mike.
Yeah, where are you going?
Yeah.
Freaking hilarious.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Washington.
State?
Actually, Washington, D.C. for school.
Well, where are you at right now?
I'm calling from Green Bay.
Yeah, hey there, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about those Packers there, huh?
I'm taking a little ace.
Yeah.
Oh, did I love it yesterday. During the pregame show, they had Chris Collinsworth in the stands.
Yeah. Right.
And he was hilarious. Don't blow it, Billy.
And he was talking to the absolutely prototypical
right.
Wisconsinite.
Yep.
Girl, big square head, blonde hair, wearing cheese earrings. and Chris Collinsworth says... So what do you think of Brett Favre?
Yeah, Brett's the man. We guarantee a victory there. Yeah.
You know, can I say that's not typical of all the Green Bay women. That's just disgusting. I hate that.
Sir, it is typical, but it's all right. I grew up in that area. I used to live right outside Green Bay. It is.
Oh, man, you know, you go to the game, you got to remember, that's people from all over the place.
No, those are people from Green Bay.
Yeah.
Hey, don't knock a woman like that. She's hardy, you know? Yeah.
Oh, man, no, good there's lots of other fine women not wearing cheese.
I
like mine wearing chocolate and stuff.
Now, how odd is this that a guy from Green Bay would call a travel service
and then actually be a good caller?
Yeah, well, you know, we got you guys on the air up here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, I love you guys. I'm like, I call this travel agency and I hear your voice. I'm like, that sounds like Mike from Don and Mike.
Right.
Or
well,
Don.
You got the wrong number.
And yeah, and I end up on this. This is hilarious.
Well, is there anybody you'd like to say hi to in Green Bay?
Let's see here. Anybody from the Brown County area?
Brown County.
I bet that's where we get most of our listeners.
You can say hi to Casey.
Hi to Casey.
Casey Claire.
Yeah, Casey.
All for Casey. There you go. Put the brats out on the grill.
All right. Well, listen, what I want to say, thanks for calling. You called the wrong number. Don't give it out. It's the hotline.
Oh, hell no, I won't. Don't worry about it.
You see, in the good old days, when people would call the hotline, like if they were selling us the Washington Times or the Washington Post or something, we would just take those calls and put them on the air, and we would just cut those people new a-holes.
A lot of fun.
I'm glad you didn't do it to me. I guess dyslexia paid off in this case.
All right, my friend. Well, thanks for listening to the show, but this is not the travel place.
Gotcha, thanks.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Good luck.
Speaking of which, though...
Boy, it's a shame because I was thinking, Omega, call for the you're calling for our special offer. You and a male friend will be able to enjoy a delightful gay cruise.
And now that you said the name, we'll probably change the hotline again. Oh, you dumped that out? Yeah, Lisa dumped out on it. We shouldn't say the name of the place.
Well, the guy said it before. Did they dump that, too?
Yeah, they dumped that, too.
Okay.
Because then people will go to the phone book and figure that they're just one digit away from our secret number.
There you go.
About travel, two things... Real quickly about travel, Mike and I are going to Atlantic City the day after Thanksgiving. Mike might even be going on Thanksgiving night.
Right.
And we're having a real problem with accommodations.
Hmm.
And it's not that we're snobs or anything, but we don't want to stay like at a Motel 6. We want to stay at...
the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. That's
okay, that's really the only place we want to
stay. And Lisa, would you get the number of the Taj Mahal? Because I think that's probably the best way to handle it. Just call them.
You and I do this, and we know it's a busy weekend, and we need one room for Thursday night, two rooms for Friday night.
Adjoining rooms.
Mm-hmm. Preferably a two-bedroom suite.
That's what we'd like.
No, a two-bedroom suite, then we could just book the two-bedroom suite for both nights.
Got it. So anyway, we'll handle that. Lisa, if you'll bring that in, because I think... Us talking about it on the air, I don't think would do any good.
We'd like to speak to the director of marketing.
We're just going to have to call ourselves. And also our station up in Green Bay, WNFL. Boy, this is just really piggy of me. But we have vacation in December, and I sure would love to come up just on a Saturday night and go to Green Bay and go to a game.
So I think you're going to get that. I think that's going to be an easier fold than the Atlantic City trip.
I wish that they would make that happen. And I don't require a lot, just a sideline pass.
Right.
And, you know, I know there are no nice hotels in Green Bay, so don't worry about that.
Isn't there one?
There's like a Holiday Inn or a Marriott or something like
that. Yeah, hey there.
But
eggs and brats.
You know, I'd love to. I was talking about it with my wife. I said, how would you like to over the vacation? You know, you've never been to Green Bay with me. Let's go to the game. And she said, if you want to go to Green Bay on vacation, you know, have fun, but go by yourself. I, of course, don't have tickets or anything, but that's our radio station, so maybe somebody from the station could call Lisa. You know, if you could hook me up, I'd love it. It's, you know, any of the last three games, I'd love to get up there. Now, what really bothered me this weekend, I had a problem, and I don't know if anybody can relate to this. We got a guy, like most people have a guy, who's our he's not our accountant, but he's like our money market guy. He's our Leg Mason guy.
Yeah.
And everybody has a guy like this. And
I think I do, yeah.
And the deal is...
He's kind of gone AWOL the last 2 years. Seriously, I never hear from him.
Well, the deal is that every month we get statements from this guy telling us, you know, how much more we've lost in the stock market.
Right.
And we have a part of my whole thing with being, you know, WDM is the fact that I really don't know for sure exactly how much money I make. I don't know how much is in my paycheck. I don't even know the days we get paid. I don't know any of that. The money just goes right to Frida, and she puts a little money in my ATM account every week. And beyond that,
why don't you do what Tony Soprano does?
We'll put it on the bird seat.
Stick it on the bird seat.
Hide it in the yard.
So, but listen, I'm getting somewhere with this. That this system works well for us.
You're not going to get anywhere unless you put a couple of wads of hundreds in with the. And with the feed.
And one thing that I have said to Frida all along is, no matter what we do with the money that I earn, I always want to know that there's enough taken care of for my kid to go to college.
Right.
So that if, God forbid, we ever had people having sex in the church on the show and we got fired,
right,
that I could sleep easy knowing that even though my wife and I might be living in a cardboard box, I got my son's college money taken care of.
Right.
This is, I don't think it's an uncommon
thought
that a lot of parents have. So, the last couple of months, she's come to me and she's shown me these statements, which I can't make heads or tails of, but she's pointed out that the money for my son's college, the money in that fund, it's gone down the last couple of months. And my thought was, when it first started going down a couple of months ago, let's just take that money out and put it in a bank, because at the very least we're going to earn interest on it, and at least we know it's there.
Right.
But she got talked out of it by these guys.
Uh-oh.
And here's the problem. The problem is that the guy who runs this show is the guy who was my high school basketball and track coach.
Okay.
And when I was in high school, I felt incredibly close to him. I mean, nothing gay or anything like that. But he's the guy who said to me, you really should go out for the basketball team. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm no good at basketball. He said, if you applied yourself, you could make the team. And he would work with me after school, and lo and behold, I made the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came to me one day and said, you really can run fast. You should go out for the track team. And I said, I'm no good at track. And he said, well, you'd get out of seventh period 3 days a week.
So you feel loyalty to
this. Now, here's the thing. Because of this relationship, even now, and I graduated high school in 1976, I still don't call him by his first name. I still call him Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Still call him Mr., his last name, Mr. Money. Even when I talk to him now, it's like, hi, Mr. Money, it's me. And he says, hi, and he calls Frida, and he calls me by my name. And I was so pissed on Saturday when Frida came down to this thing, and she says, look, they did it again. All these other things, all this other money junk, everything's gone up. The one thing that went down was the account for Bart's college fund. And I said, well, God did Leanna, we should just take that money out and put it in the bank. And she said, well, I've tried before. You call him this time. Maybe they'll listen to you. Because she always gets talked out of it. She always gets told, oh, listen, stock market is up and down. You buy treasury bonds or whatever bull-ass they're spinning. And I didn't want to call because the guy was my high school coach.
Yeah, it's your money.
Yeah. Well, I know it's my money, but I found a wonderful way around it in that his son is also a member of his accounting
company. Yeah.
So I called up the son today.
Gave him holy hell.
And I was just a gigantic ass with him. But I called up and I said, now look, really all I've cared about the whole time that I've been working in radio, the reason I haven't moved is to keep my kid in school in one city throughout the entire time he was going to go to school, and all the money I save goes for college. And now I'm looking here, and again, everything's going up except this. It went down. And he said, and then he starts talking stuff that I don't get. The treasury bonds are really your safest, and I took some of the money, and I put it here, and I put some, and I took it there. I think over the long haul, and I finally said, no, listen, there is no long haul here. My kid's going to school next year. I said, if you don't do this, I'm going to take the money, and I'm just going to put it under my mattress.
I think investors, anybody that's invested over the last 10 years, the concept of long-term investing has been blown out of the water.
So
it really has.
So what I had to do then was he started giving me his doublespeak, and I finally just said, I want that money out by the end of the day today. Mm-hmm. I want my kids' college money. Well, now you have to understand that you're taking, I said, a risk. I said, what kind of risk am I taking? I'm not taking any risk. I'm taking the money that I've saved to put my kid through college. And then he says to me, well, the amount that you've saved might be, might get him through the first year. And I said, well, I don't know what school you're thinking my son is going to.
Mm-hmm.
But with the amount of money that we've saved, I've kind of counted on it being the sober year.
So what's your dilemma with all this?
Well, my dilemma is that 2 months ago, I should have just called these guys and said, it's my money, stop digging me around.
So your money was in the market?
I don't know.
Your money in stocks?
Something like that. And
mutual funds?
Yes. And
stocks?
First I yelled at Frieda about it months ago because I said, well, what are you doing? It was just supposed to be we had this money saved and nothing was ever going to happen to it because it's the money for the boy to go to college.
Right.
And she said, oh, but they assured me, and I told them, and they promised me that they wouldn't touch that money, and so I was just pissed. But my dilemma is, because I feel such affection for my coach, I feel like a dick calling him up and saying, listen, ass, it's my money, do it or you're fired. But anyway, I found a way around it because I called his son.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just telling his son that.
That works. Well, what is your money?
Hello? Hotline?
Oh, dear.
Hey.
Yeah.
Started.
Oh, dear. Hope that wasn't my fault.
Started.
Hope that wasn't my fault for saying that. Or maybe it was a broker.
I'll have to change that number. So anyway,
you know, I
felt oogie because of my personal relationship.
The way I look at
with that guy.
You had a lot of guys in the late 80s, early 90s, that were, I would say the 90s, not the late 80s, that were considered geniuses. These guys were considered, you know, oh boy, look at this return. Well, everybody was doing well because it was, you know, it was impossible to, you know, pick a lot of losers. And there were very few people that were doing poorly. Then when everything crashed, it became evident that nobody knew what the hell they were talking about. And these CEOs for all these major corporations were screwing everybody anyway. I mean, and it's the, you know what it is? It's just like in the days of King Louis. You get the fat cats that are sitting on top of the mountain and they're making all the money. And meanwhile, all of us people that work every single day, that work for the man, are getting our asses handed to us. And, you know, I know more people because of where we live, we live, as you know, in this tech corridor down here where, you know, the high tech, the telecom, and you have not, I mean, you've not experienced anything until you see a guy that is at the end of the string. It's a guy in his early 50s, mid-50s, who was a year ago thinking that, you know, I'm done.
Right.
I'm going to cash in my chips. Mm-hmm. And then literally everything he had. And these are people that, you know, it's bad to be, you know, our age and deal with this, but these people that are planning to, you know, buy their nest egg house and go and live happily ever after, and then not only do they lose that, but they lose everything they have. You got people in their 50s and their 60s that are talking about maybe having to work now into their 70s
mm-hmm.
just to get where they want. It's horrible.
And I know that's the way that it goes. My whole point, though, in this was that, you know, we're lucky enough to make a couple of bucks doing this show. We have people support us. God bless you for listening. And my whole thing was, maybe it's old-fashioned, but I just wanted to know, no matter what happened, you know, if I got hit by a car, which incidentally I was about a month and a half ago, that my kids' college money was going to be taken care of. And the dilemma I had was, because I have this relationship with this guy, this authority slash friend slash mentor relationship with this guy, that for the last 3 months I've put it off myself, call it up myself, because every time I would pick up the phone I would think, well, now I'm going to call them up and tell them he's doing a crappy job. But he was so nice to me when I was in school.
You're not taking back all the money, you're just taking back the college money, right? Yeah.
Now, you've got to understand that. It is your money. And
I did the same thing. It'll be 2 years ago in March where I called the guy. I said, out, everything. Stocks, screw it. I'm tired of the ride. You know, certain people, you know, they that's when they were all saying long term. Unfortunately, people that listened to that got burned. I'd already been burned enough, and that, you know, that's how long this has been going on.
I got no problem saying no generally to anybody and being a jerk to anybody, as you can tell. But you know, my problem with this was just the fact that back in the day, I mean, really, I had not a lot of friends in high school. Mm-hmm. All my, you know, my friends were guys, you know, that went and sucked other guys' D's. You know, we mentioned the DOT thing.
Not that there's anything wrong.
And I didn't hang around with the cool kids in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, out of the blue, just came to me one day, you know, when I was, you know, a nomad, and said, why don't you try to go out to the team?
Right.
And I said, no, I could never do it. He said, I'll work with you after school. And I mean, did a lot to build up my confidence and my self-esteem. And,
sure.
And, you know, over the years now that, you know, he's become this guy who's in charge of our money, he's always said, God, I can't believe, you know, out of all the people that I've ever dealt with, you know, I can't believe you'd be the one, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're the one that you know, won the lottery. I can't believe that you're the one doing so well.
I would hate to think that individual was aware of your situation, was aware of your goodwill, and maybe, you know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't think so. I think that he is kind of feebed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, he was old when he was my high school teacher. Okay. So now it's,
so he's not all that with it.
25.
You don't want to hurt his feelings. Deal with the kid.
25 years later. Yeah, so I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the kid tried to lay the slicky boy stuff on me today.
You know, I had a friend of mine that got married in his 20s, got divorced, paid a ton of alimony. Then he got married again in his mid-30s, paid a lot of alimony. And got married, got divorced.
Do I know this guy?
Yeah, you know.
Is he a good friend of mine?
He's almost dizzy. He's almost dizzy right now.
Yeah. Am I looking at him right now?
Yeah, you are.
I got you.
Yeah, you want to talk about a stock market crash?
So anyway, it was weird, and it's been weird all along that it's him.
I'm working until I'm 80. That's just the way I'm looking at it. I'm going to be working until I'm 80. I am.
Really?
I might be slinging burgers, but I'm working until I'm 80.
Gotcha.
No choice. That's all there is to it.
But I had no problem being a dick with the son.
And now your college money is safe.
Yeah.
For the first year.
Yes, I believe. For the first year. For the first year is what I felt like saying to this guy. For the first year.
You know, the one thing everybody, at least everybody I talk to, myself included, everybody's got a story about, you know, losing money and in this economy, and you know, we're, you know, well, are we in a recession? Basically, we've been in a recession.
Absolutely.
And no matter how bad it is, you can always find somebody that's got a worse story. And that's why I think all these sons of bitches that they catch, you know, in the brokerage houses doing insider trading, or you know, schmoozing the investment banking companies and the heads of these huge companies that squander their employees' retirement, don't put them in jail. Get their money. Get every cent of it and pay people back.
It's all over my head. You know, I mean, it's all so much over my head.
Well, you know, it is mine, too. And I think, like everybody else, about 5-6 years ago, everybody was getting into the stock market, and nobody knew dick. Nobody knew it. Everybody was trying to, you know, when we got E-Trade and we got everybody on the net, you know, everybody's saying, hey, mine went up this. Nobody knew the fundamentals of economics. It's one big game dog and pony show. You know, the bottom, I think, you know, frankly, I think the mattress is a pretty good idea. I think we ought to go back to trading effing beaver pelts.
I don't even know how much money I make. Here's another question my wife had for me. She was going through the mail, and she said, oh, look at this. There's more money in your paycheck. Why would that be?
I said,
gee, I don't know. And she said, well, I better call somebody. And I said, no, this is like, it's a thing where if the bank puts too much money in your account,
don't tell them.
You don't complain about it.
Yes, you do, because they can come back and grab it from you.
And then she figured it out. She said, oh, you get a raise in October. Right. And I mean, I had no idea. I have no idea how much money I make, which is why I felt like a dope calling this guy today anyway. But just saying, you know, basically, you know, in essence, hey, listen, Dick, give me my money back for my kid to go to college.
I think the complexity of the situation of stocks and bonds and mutual funds and the tax laws, that keeps a lot of people in bacon.
Yeah.
That keeps a lot of people happy and a lot of people making money. They make money because they make it so complex that the average schmo doesn't know what's going on. I think we're just like everybody else.
But I'm also swayed by the fact that, and he's never used it against me, it was just dumb luck that he ended up being the guy, unlike Mason, who was the guy that we hooked up with 15 years ago.
What you're dealing with is what I dealt with a couple of years ago, but I didn't have a relationship of friendship or anything like that. You get to a point where you get fed up. You get fed up of looking at a statement going down every single month. You're done with the ride. And a lot of people, you know, are hanging. There's still people that have WorldCom stock, which is valued at, what, 3 cents when it was $80 a share, that are sitting there going, I'm just going to hang in there because it's going to get better in the long term. Right now, to get better in the long term is just going to get people back to the even point.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know if we're doing good or we're doing bad. My only point to this guy was I'm just a working schmuck, and I just want my money for my kid. And he was trying to tell me that, well, no, this is not the bright thing. No, listen, the bright thing to do is just, I want that money in a box. I just want it in a box somewhere so that when he goes to college, I pull out the box and go, here's the money, now, goodbye.
You know, with everything I've been through over the years, I almost wish I had one of those little, remember those little passbook savings accounts you used to get in?
Yeah.
And you'd put the money in and then they'd print it out on that thing, and little old ladies still have those things. Mm-hmm. That was easy to understand. You know, you knew exactly how much you had.
Got that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Anyway, it was just, I felt weird because it was the coach and the teacher, and he was so nice.
Hey, fellas.
When I was a kid. And, you know, he's really, like, the only teacher I had who was really nice to me.
Well, that's good. That's
hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Here's how you do. Here's how you screw them. You stick all your money in the mattress like Mike Dodges. Mike just said a minute ago. And the tax man can't take it from you. Stick a rich man's tax on you 20 years from now. All these people are mutual funds. You buy a couple $1 million of life insurance. Leave it to your kids.
Okay.
Get the biggest life insurance policy you can possibly get. And
all
you
right.
Screw them that way. It'll be the last generation of you guys that ever have to work.
Yeah, insurance companies are a lot more honest.
Hello, Donna.
Yeah, and not complicated at all.
Right. Thanks, E.F. Hutton.
My insurance situation makes the stocks that I have look like, you know, easy.
Yeah. Insurance, you know, I really think for every year you're alive, they should give you some of that money back.
Amen.
Because it's like you're betting with them that you're going to die.
On,
and I think that every month that you live, every day you live, every, you know, you can compound it daily, weekly, monthly. I like it annually. You know, once a year, go, hey. They go through the books. They go, oh, hey, look, Donnie's still alive.
Yeah.
We better give him some of that money back he's paid for insurance.
Yeah, and life insurance is just about the sickest thing in the world when you really think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a man of 40 will get life insurance for this much. If you're 60, oh, it'll cost you a lot more because you're going to die soon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
This is Mike from Baltimore.
Hi, Mike.
So, I'm same thing with you. I'm just tired and fed up with all this. You know, when everything happened with 911, sort of figured like, well, you know, leave it in there. Don't panic. You know, be the good American.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Same thing. I've been getting up to screw. But, you know, if everybody's getting screwed and if it's really there, that's one thing. I really thought, how do we know that these guys are really, how do we know we've really lost that much?
You know, and you don't.
You know, we don't.
You don't know. Now
we don't know.
People were, you know, and when you hear about, and I can simplify it by the news report that I saw, that the guys that run the stocks, that recommend it, the money managers, the people that are managers of these places like Credit Suisse, the guys that say, you know, the Schwab guys,
right,
who say the big manager who manages these portfolios and these mutual funds. Well, these big companies also make actually more of their money by handling the financing for the companies that are going to go public.
That's
so what are they going to say? They're going to say that, and I'm just, you know, using companies as an example. They're going to recommend Johnny Telephone over here. I like Johnny Telephone. That's a good stock to buy. Well, are they doing that because they think it's a good investment? No, they're doing that because they want their company to handle the financing for Johnny Telephone.
Right.
So it's, I mean, that is, we should really be marching on Wall Street. This is so heinous and so bad, it's really horrible.
This is totally gone in a direction that I wasn't even planning on.
Is it getting confused?
It was just,
are you getting confused?
Yeah, it was just, I just wanted my money just for my kid in college, that's all. It just, These guys have taken it and they're gambling with it.
But do you understand that when you're talking about having money in the stock market, that the guy that is making the decisions to say, hey, I recommend this stock, the guy that we all kind of have faith in because it gets a certain rating and you buy stock and it makes the stock price go up, he's doing that because he's schmoozing the guy.
I understand that.
Because he wants to do his loan.
I don't think I'm doing that, though. I think that I'm in...
Now, you're probably not, but I'm talking about the guy that works for Legg Mason.
All I know is...
looking at the guy that does that.
The only stock that I ever told those douchebags to buy was CBS. And we could buy CBS at $18 a share.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to me, it's not such a great buy.
Right.
And now it's like at 56.
Right.
That they, you know, my money, I wanted to throw a lot of money in this. They said, well, it's CBS. I work for CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you know, media's not doing that great. Disney right. is down, blah, 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 blah. We think it's only safe if you put this much in.
I thought you had everything in CBS. I thought you did.
I do.
I always thought you
I
did.
Have a lot of CBS.
Right.
But I could have had more.
Right.
I could have had a lot more of CBS. But I listened to them. Anyway, I got my kids' money back, and I did
good.
I just didn't want to hurt my my coach's feelings.
So you got your kids' money back without hurting your coaches?
I believe so.
You're fine.
I believe so.
And my guys, F them. F them up the A with a stick.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
That's for you, Jim. You happen to be listening. And we're on in Philly now, where your office is.
Wow.
Thanks for not calling me for months, Dick. There, that's my relationship.
Seems to me you've got more issues with this than I do. My issue is simple.
I
wanted my kids' college money. Stop playing with the college money.
I'm not even in the market. So mine just sits there. It gets a very small amount of interest. Just sits there on the sidelines. But, you know, there's never a call. Never an update. Never, hey, here's an opportunity. You know why? Because they're sitting there, and they're, you know what, they're turning Japanese up there. That's what they do. They might pretend, oh, you know all this, and we have these degrees, and we just, but they turn Japanese.
Right,
that's all
I
they
got
do.
You. Okay, I got you.
Am I bitter? Do I sound a little educated in this situation?
You're a bitter man.
I'm a bitter man.
You're a bitter man, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We got a break. Anyway, I got the money. Right. Although I really should make sure... I just have her call to double check.
It's not a bad idea,
you know. Say, call him up. Call the son up. And make sure that he did it.
Actually, you know, Jim, I'm sorry. I want to take that down. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I know you have your wife online. Jim, I'm real sorry. I got carried away there. I just wish you'd call me. He actually gave me some good advice a couple of years ago.
Huh? No, you've talked about him before.
Tell me by property. Right? It was actually smart advice.
Hey, baby, would you call there and make sure they did that? Are you listening?
No, yeah, I mean, I heard the beginning of it. But no, I'm not going to do that.
Please?
No.
I hate doing that.
Well, just because
of him.
You called originally, you know, you can double check on it.
I'll make the call for you.
And
as your personal
representative. Particularly since you've talked about it on the air, darling. Now it's yours.
Well, but you know what? All right, fine.
Shut down the number for me.
But didn't that, you told him 2 months ago, no matter what happens, don't screw with that college money.
Sugar Bear, I will be happy to talk to you about this, not on the air.
Why not on the air?
Because I don't want to burn every relationship I've ever had professionally or socially with people that I like and respect.
This is a business relationship. They work
right.
for us.
That's what I said professionally. I like them and I respect them. And if I, you know, plan on doing business with them, I'll discuss it with you in private.
Oh. All right, Christ. I'll call them myself. I need a number though. Can you IM me the number?
You don't have to call him right this second.
Yeah, I'm hot for it now.
Well,
I want to make sure he's done it.
Sorry.
You got 3 minutes.
I'll give it to you at home.
You're probably an hour late. The way those guys work.
Wait, 4:30?
Yeah.
No, I don't think these guys are rats like that.
Teeny time.
These guys aren't rats. I don't think my old high school teacher's a rat.
I don't think they're rats. I think that they've just got a certain way of dealing with it.
All right, baby.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I didn't talk about the other thing.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you pay the bill. I got to keep telling myself that.
All right,
goodbye.
Tell yourself that. LOL.
Keep killing me.
LOL. Lapo Luxury.
I have some very strong feelings on the profession.
I understand.
As you can probably tell.
I understand you do. We got a break, and listen, I promise I will change the topic. When we come back...
I could go a whole 4 hours.
I know you could. When we come back, oh my goodness, some of my favorite websites.
Wonderful.
And over the weekend, spent some time surfing the web.
Good for you.
And Lisa sent me some links to some very interesting sites that she found, so if you have a computer...
And of course, don't forget our call to the Taj Mahal.
Got it right
here. That'll get me right out of the mood I'm in right now.
Got it right here. We'll call him coming right up. Well, this goddamn thing is uncued again.
The cart machine number 4 brought to you by Smith Barney.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Here's our Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
Big weekend. God, I love me the NFL. I love me the NFL. I love me that Sunday ticket. I love the fact that I had gone away from the Steelers-Falcons game, gone to the beginning of the Redskins game, and they said, oh, yeah, they're in overtime. You go right back to the Steelers and the Falcons, and you should have gotten it, but you were a day late picking them up?
No, what I did was I think I went on the website on Monday, so that you can't get them until Tuesday, and then simply an oversight. Simply forgot, never went back to it, and of course... The guy that lives and breathes it, Charlie Broyhill, picked up Tommy Maddox. And got 111 points this weekend.
Beat me.
So here you go. I will give you my quick synopsis of all the teams of the cities that we broadcast to.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Redskins.
Yay!
Wow. Can you suck enough? Spurrier, throw the ball less, run the ball. Eagles. What the frick is going on with the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, I really thought they were going to win that game going away.
I don't know. I don't know. Donovan, throw, play tougher. I mean, I don't have anything else with the Eagles. Play tougher. You shouldn't have lost yesterday. Let me see. Ravens, great game yesterday, although certainly you should have beaten Cincinnati by more. And I don't know if you saw the play, the ass for the Ravens, who intercepted a pass and was running to the end zone. And
doing
like,
the showboat.
Like all of the dicks do now in football, when he got to the 5... He held the ball out.
Idiot.
And started to dance. And good for the dummy from Cincinnati who came by and knocked the ball out of his hand. And the Ravens didn't get a touchdown. 49ers, San Francisco, Jeff Garcia sucked yesterday. Terrell Owens sucked yesterday. But they played a great game. Raiders played tonight. No comment on that. Seattle looked much better yesterday when they beat Arizona. The New Orleans Saints... barely pulled one out with Carolina. That worries me about the Saints. And finally, the best team in football, yeah, hey there, the Packers.
Yeah, starting to rise to the surface as we go into the late part of the season.
8-1 are the Packers, and I know that there are a lot of other teams in the league, but those are the teams that we...
How's the health of old Brett Favre there? How's he doing? Is he a...
Like it matters. He had 295 yards in the first half alone.
Like he does that even when he's hurt. Yeah, hey there.
So I know there's lots of other teams, but those are the teams in the cities that we broadcast to, so we cover them all. Now, the World Wide Web. Oh, and I was just on the telephone with my wife during the break. She's telling me that some dick has already bought DonInMikeWebsite.com.
Of course.
Since we, you know, she's right in a way. That, you know, it's a double-edged sword that when you talk about everything on the air like I do and like I like to, I think it endears people to me and to this show, and you get a very intense... one-on-one relationship with the people that listen. That's one reason that we have such great ratings and people listen so long. But on the other hand, there's a lot of dicks out there, man. And all I do is mention that we got DonAndMikeWebsite.com, but that, you know, Buzz had originally thought Don and Mike, and some guy in the space of the 30 minutes
Oh, sure.
went out and bought that name.
You for have no to buy other them. Reason than just to be a dick.
You have to buy them all. When we get an idea like that, you have to buy everything that's even closely related to that if you expect to keep these guys away, these vultures.
I don't know why you're so upset. I'll sell it to you for a price.
Exactly.
Rob.
Just squeaking by over
Bob.
Here.
Now, you know who does love the web is Lisa Herndon.
Mm-hmm.
She's on it constantly. You know, she instant messages me during the show
right.
all the time. And she does come up with some pretty great websites. And I guess when you've got a lot of time, you can... I'm kidding, Lisa. You can just sit back there and...
She going to say something in your ear now?
No. She just said hello with a smile. Hello to you.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go. She spends a lot of time on the web, and she found one... just to give you a couple of the sites. Now she writes again, here I am playing on the net. See, now she's getting the joke. There you go. Pull one in the win column for Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
One that I liked, that maybe you'd like to go to some point in the future, is... bangme.com. And what you do is you post your photo, bangme.net. You post your photo and you see how many people will bang you. And for instance, Mike, here's the guy on the cover page. it's a simple picture of someone. It says, it says, bang me? Yes or no. You can be in Bang Me. Click here. It's free. So I'm sure within the hour, someone will have our pictures up on bangme.net.
That's pretty funny.
Here's another great one. Mantis.com.
Mantis?
Yes, MANTIES.com. Mantis. Panties for men.
Oh.
High cuts. Now available with our popular brief style.
Wow.
For those nights and days when you want to be and feel a little special and sexy, these manties are for you.
I kind of thought it was mantees, like men with big breasts.
Once you have them on, I'm sure there's a site for that, Mike.
Yeah.
Once you have them on, they'll be hard to take off, made of nylon, extra room where you need it. Once you try a pair, you wonder why you never tried them before. Panties are for gals. Manties are for the guys. And as you
they have a picture
see,
of them?
They sure do. There's a guy wearing a pair of them right there. This guy just found out he's getting mantis for Christmas. Ladies, this is the greatest gift you could ever give him. He'll never forget what you got him. Have his name embroidered on them.
Like my mantis?
Give them to your boss. Great stag party gift with I'm sorry embroidered on them.
Yeah, baby.
You bought him silky ties. Now buy him... silky mantis.
Yeah, they're frilly.
Yes, and buzzing
lace on them. Yeah, look at it now.
Side,
oh, right. My God.
There's the picture, Mike, of those mantis.
I find that highly inappropriate.
The mantis. That's another great site. Then there is one, and I don't know what the title is on this one, but what it is women who are writing, looking for advice dealing with their husbands and boyfriends, and it's a guy who's writing back the answers.
Is it DrPhil.com?
No, it's great because the answers are written from the guy's perspective.
Like, just nakedly honest?
Well, for instance, my husband wants a threesome with my best friend and me. I'm not sure what site this is. I'll find out in a second and give it to you. It's something like whatHeWantsToKnow.com. This is from Kansas. My husband wants a threesome with my best friend and me.
Kansas, yes.
And then here's the answer.
Okay.
Obviously, your husband cannot get enough of you. Knowing there's only one of you, he can only settle for the next best thing, your best friend.
Oh, okay. Now I see how it's written.
Far from being an issue, this can only bring you closer together. Why not invite some old college roommates, too? If you're still apprehensive, let him be with your friends without you. If you're not sure, just perform oral on him and cook him a nice meal while you think about it. Then here's another serious question. This comes from California. My husband continually asks me to perform oral on him.
Mm-hmm.
Answer, do it. Jizz can help you lose weight and gives a great glow to your skin. Interestingly, men know this. His offer to allow you to perform oral on him is totally selfless.
Okay.
this shows he loves you.
Sure.
The best thing you can do to thank him is by performing it daily. Then, cook him a nice meal.
Cook him a nice meal.
Here's one.
That's like the second. I wonder if cook a nice meal is included in every piece of advice.
I believe so.
That's pretty funny.
Here's one from New York City. My husband has too many nights out with the boys. I'm disturbed.
This is funny.
Answer. This is perfectly natural behavior, and it should be encouraged. You see, the man is a hunter, and he needs to prove his prowess with other men. A night out chasing young girls is a great stress release and can foster a more peaceful and relaxing home. Remember, nothing rekindles your relationship better than the man being away for a day or two.
Yes.
Plus, it's a great time to clean the house. Look how emotional and happy he is when he returns to his stable home. The best thing to do when he returns home is for you and your best friend to perform oral on him. Then cook him a nice meal.
That's hysterical.
Sounds right.
That is fantastic.
Okay, this comes from San Francisco. My husband is a great lover, but he doesn't know where my Taurus is.
Mm. Right. All right, I understand.
Taurus is the, you know, we have speaking code.
Right, right.
The Ford Taurus, the CLI model. Your Taurus is of no concern to your husband. If you must mess with it, do it on your own time. Or ask a friend to help. You may wish to videotape yourself while doing this and present it to your husband as a gift. To ease your selfish guilt, perform oral on him and cook him a delicious meal. This comes from Denver. My husband is a great man, a great father, loves having sex with me, but he's uninterested in foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
He writes back.
Answer.
You are a bad person for bringing it up and should seek sensitivity training. Foreplay to a man is very stressful and time-consuming. Sex should be available to your husband on demand with no request for foreplay. What this means is that you do not love your man as much as you should. He should never have to work to get you in the mood.
There you go.
Shame on you for being so selfish. Perhaps you can make it up to him by performing oral on him and cooking him a nice meal.
So I see. There seems to be two basic pieces of advice for every question.
And then the last one we pulled up.
Perform oral, cook a nice meal.
Comes from Kansas City. I love my husband. We've been married 30 years. We have great sex. But my husband always has an orgasm and rolls over and goes to sleep without giving me one. What should I do?
Cook
cancer. I'm not sure I understand the problem. Perhaps you've forgotten to cook him a nice meal.
How great is that? That is truly funny.
That is a good sight. I'm not sure. It's answer men's questions, answer women's questions.
Right.
.com. Do a Google search.
Answer women's questions.
Answerwomen.com. Anyway, it's fantastic. And the way that it's set up. The guys writing the answers is a gag, but
right.
The women are writing in serious questions.
Yeah, too funny.
And every answer is perform oral and cook him a delicious meal, which is just fantastic. Hold on, I got something else here. We are on in Burlington, Vermont, aren't we?
Burlington, yes, absolutely. Good affiliate up there.
Burlington, Vermont. Well, there are problems in Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, no.
And here's the deal. Electric razors that have been rigged to explode have blown up in the faces of two men. Now the deal is...
That's not good. I use an electric razor.
Well, now the deal is these are not razors that guys have bought in stores. The deal is someone went into a McDonald's and found what appeared to be a razor in a black case. The guy plugged it in when he got home, and it blew up.
Right. As soon as he turned it on?
Yeah, wounding his face, his neck, his chest, his torso, and both hands. And just last week, a man bought a different brand razor in Bennington, Vermont, and when he plugged it in at home, it blowed up too.
Now, they think these are blowing up because they are defective or because they've been booby-trapped?
No. Electric razors are being rigged to explode after they have blown up in the face of two men, and this seems to be a problem that is striking Vermont only.
Can you rig them to do that, or can you, do you have to put some stuff in them?
Somebody has. I mean, they, at first they thought maybe it was defective product, and in the case of the second explosion, it exploded. It hit the guy, and it hit his wife, who was standing nearby. So this is the new scare now, is exploding electric lasers.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, all I know is that, you know, we never get any news from Burlington, Vermont, right, where our show is heard.
Why do it up in Burlington, too?
Finally, it's a chance for Burlington to step up and be a part of the show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, home of the 30 share, aren't we?
Yes. That's right, Burlington, Vermont. We have a 30 share. You calling from there?
I am.
Hi.
I remember hearing the story last week. One guy got, like, burns all over his face and chest.
Yeah.
But who's stupid enough to find a razor and go and use it?
Okay, well, now that's the guy who found a razor at McDonald's.
Right.
But the second story is the guy that bought one.
At a store, yeah.
And I guess somebody went into a store and screwed around with the razor in the store.
Wow.
So, anyway, be very careful in Burlington, Vermont. Be very careful.
Well, I would imagine they're probably going to be taking a look at every razor now.
It's a good chance, though, for Burlington to work their way onto the show.
Right.
And what the hell's our station up there?
It's The Zone. It's an AM and FM simulcast.
Right, gotcha. All right, beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
See you later. Hi,
so
Don.
We're all over Vermont.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello, hi.
I'm from Burlington.
Yeah.
And I have some information for him.
Are there any women out there with injured crotches? Any women out there who have exploding pooters?
Or, yeah, or guys with, you know, burning beanbags?
But it did happen in Troy, New
York. It happened where?
In Troy, New York.
Just over the border.
So this is not just a Vermont phenomenon.
Right.
Right.
All right, my friend.
All right, Mike.
Thank you. I'm Don. Right. Thank you, though.
All right.
Mike's right here, though. Hello, Don and Mike.
Thanks
show.
Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Hello.
Hey, I'm from Burlington.
Hi.
The reason why it's probably happening is because of the same-sex marriage thing.
What does same-sex marriage have to do with exploding razors?
Well, somebody's probably trying to take them out.
Take out who?
The people who are having same-sex marriages.
That's your theory and you're standing by it?
How do you know how do you know that homos and lesbians shave? A lot of them might be like that, what's her name, Samantha.
Part of the requirement to live here.
Perfectwife.com.
In one case, a woman was injured because she was standing next to her husband while he was shaving.
Yeah, right. And we were entertaining same-sex, I think. Yeah.
Hello, Dynamite.
Nothing at
hey,
all.
Dynamite.
No.
Hello.
Hey, Mark from Burlington here.
Hi there.
The question I got for you guys on this razor thing is, where's the crap to test her now, Holmes?
No.
Thank you, Pam. Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Artinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
See, Joe, we don't even have to speak to you anymore.
Joe? He hung up.
He hung up.
He's packing up the
drink. I'm sorry.
Joe,
don't hang up.
Joe, you got to stay on the line to the end of your tape. Joe? Now, how can I just dial a three-digit number?
Thank you, Pam.
Okay, you don't hang up until the end of the tape.
I couldn't hear you guys anymore. And I couldn't hear the tape.
You couldn't hear us anymore. You work here.
I know, but we turned down the monitor or else it'll feed back.
Just keep it down to a dull roar, or keep it down softly.
Anyway, Joe.
Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Artinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
That's right.
That's what we were looking for the
there
first time.
There you go. Now give us that catchphrase. Thank you, Joey.
Bye-bye.
See you later. And how does that guy continually get through, that bad caller?
Because he's dealing with a guy that hangs up on us when we call him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Buzz, I'm gonna trump you on your news story today.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Hungry monkeys invade Thai village.
Yes.
You got that one, Buzz?
Yes, I do. I wasn't planning on
it. You know what?
It happens so much.
Oh, really? It happens so much?
Yeah, monkeys have gone crazy. They're breaking into palaces and stealing stuff now.
You know, I took my daughters to the zoo over the weekend, right. And the white-cheeked gibbon was just going bat-ass.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Absolutely going out of his mind. And they had him in an enclosure next to some of the regular monkeys.
Right.
And they were just going at each other. They're doing somersaults and just screaming with like this. And they make this unbelievable sound. And we were right there when it started to happen. And by the time we were done looking at it, there were maybe 200 people that were standing in front of this cage because the gibbon was going, which is a kind of a monkey anyway.
Right.
But it's got like this cheek that looks like a sack.
Right.
Right under its chin. It's very cool.
Do monkeys have electric razors?
Yes, and they were all exploding.
Hey, Don, they were using monkeys to guard the entrance to the village as well.
Ah, there you go.
This is pretty cool stuff.
Love monkeys.
I'd love to see it.
Righteous.
I just hope
righteous,
dude. I hope somebody's making a good documentary about it.
Before we go to break, Lisa just sent me an instant message that we must see Joe's face while he says his catchphrase. That apparently we're missing out on a big thrill.
I bet the farm we're not.
Well, let's find out.
But, I mean, let's find out.
I mean, you sent me an instant message. You're missing out on half a joke by not looking at his face. Joe,
here's
your catchphrase. Stinky poon!
What do you think?
I didn't know I made it.
Well, Lisa, what?
Okay, well, I guess he's put on the spot now, but every time you call him the back and he does it, he makes a face where, like, his eyes get crossed each different way, and he's looking this way. Can you try it again?
I think it's confirmed. There's a gas leak in that.
I'm going to be self-conscious.
Good.
Hey, come on.
Stinky
poo. Well, that is rather funny.
Yeah. Huh.
You know what's great?
What?
We're all in here.
Hey, we're all in here right now. Hi, everybody.
And Lisa just, before she walked in, sent me a great instant message.
Isn't that great? All right, we got a break.
It says, I love monkeys, too.
Who doesn't?
Did you get it from Lisa, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Time to go to break.
Like, we all don't hear that enough.
What, that she loves the monkey? Or...
Yeah.
Listen, as we go to break...
Stop.
You too. Keep keeping that secret. Nobody knows. It's a good secret.
About me and Mike?
All right.
Yeah, no, you know, about you and, you know who.
The white cheek gibbon.
Good secret, Lisa.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Gee, I don't know.
Me either. Time to go to break.
Okay. Here's what we're doing in the next break. We're going to give away some money.
All right.
God, I hope that the listeners out there can track with that.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I hope so. Office romances are so queer, aren't they?
Yes, they often result in queer dualities.
Awkwardness. When one office mate is involved with another.
It's always a fascinating energy.
Now it says, okay, stop, please.
All right.
Your wish is my command, darling. Here's the deal. We haven't done this for months and months. It's time for the Vagina Monologues.
Fantastic.
Now, this is a Broadway show, and I've never really gotten the gist of this, that broads come up on stage, famous broads, like...
Where they take their pants off?
No. The famous women like Lorraine Bracco from The Sopranos.
Right.
What's her name? From Sex and the City, the good-looking one.
Kirsten Davis.
Right. Yeah. Rebecca Romaine Stamos. What they do is they all get up on stage, and they just go on for about 30 minutes each about what their vagina could say, if it could talk. Stories about their vaginas. And I think we tried this one time on the show about 6 months ago, and I don't remember if it worked or if it didn't work, but we're going to try it again now. Ladies, and this is just for you girls now.
Yeah, I think it did work.
We'll totally be subjectively voting on who has the best story But when you call up, after we find out your name and where you're from, I will use, just for instance, the name Lisa, our producer. You go, hi, this is Lisa. I'm from D.C. And then we say, okay, now continue. And then you go, hi, I'm Lisa's vagina. You won't believe what I've been through.
Right.
And then,
right.
You know, dot, dot, dot.
Tell us the story.
You tell us about your vagina monologue.
And I always like it because I think the last time, if I remember correctly, we were dancing on that little standards and practices tightrope quite a bit.
Yeah. So,
I'm Karen's vagina, and one time I ate some ping pong balls.
So the question is, ladies, we have $100 here. What would your vagina say?
I didn't like the taste, so I spit them out.
If it could talk. But what's your vagina got going on? What's your vaginal monologue? Our phone number is 877-365-3636.
Let's get busy.
And we will give each woman 1 minute to let your vagina do the talking. And the vagina that amuses us the most,
right,
will win $100 in cash.
Ladies, we know you got it in you.
So, come on. Let your fingers do the dialing. And the vagina monologues, 877-365-3636. Mike with a question.
I have a question, Don.
Yeah.
If the lady has one name and the vagina has another name, is that acceptable?
Oh, you bet.
Thank you.
Right. If, you know, hi, I'm Lisa, and my vagina is named
Harry.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the, be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the. If the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your. Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy.
The Don and Mike Show.
When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Right, okay. Vagina monologues here.
I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
All right.
And I'm a black rainbow, and I'm a...
And speaking of, it's no easy way to say into this. I want to say congratulations to Tammy, the former Tammy Sachs.
Tammy is now a married woman?
Yeah. You were talking about Tammy for, she's 12 years here. Wonderful, a fantastic promotions director. She married Jersey Joe,
and they had a wonderful wedding, a wonderful honeymoon, and we couldn't be happier.
Excellent.
For them.
Real nice. And Tammy, don't worry. None of us are upset that we were not invited to the wedding.
No, we're fine.
I understood that the policy was she was inviting nobody from the radio station.
Right.
So that the people she doesn't like wouldn't be offended.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's good. And, you know, that's a cool move. And, I, you know what? That ought to be policy. I think for anybody to get hitched around here, because, I mean, of course, on our show's this little family. So, I mean,
right.
We, you know, I think we were able to, I know when I got married, I invited people with the show,
right,
that were directly associated with the show, and, you know, they made one very big mistake.
What was that? I do?
No. No, I invited Ken.
Right.
Right. Outside of that, you know. I think he was it, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. The only mistake.
I don't think you made the mistake I made.
What's that?
Did you invite Rudy?
Rudy.
When he had his Coors Light
beer television.
Beer can television.
Right.
And his cheese tie.
Right.
But he's a lovely dancer, and that was nice to watch.
At Rabe's wedding reception, Rudy Martsky was watching a college football game on a TV, one of these little beer cans where you open up you slide the top of the beer can, and it's a little like 3-inch TV screen.
Because he was working.
And it's a beer can that has an antenna coming out of the top
right,
of it.
Exactly.
And as Rob is walking around with Carrie, and everybody's saying hello to the Mr. and Mrs. Spiewak for the first time, Rudy's sitting there watching, and I think he's watching the Wisconsin Badgers.
With his glasses way down on the tip of his nose like old men do.
Could not be away. Of course, he is the TV sports reporter.
The other great thing is when the guy came up to me, I was in the back of the church at the beginning of, you know, waiting for the wedding to begin, and my Uncle Dana came up to me and said, there's some guy drinking in the parking lot. Why? Some guy's with a can of Coors Light out in the parking lot. That's just Rudy. He's fine.
Yeah, well, you know, it could go either way. Sometimes it's the TV. Sometimes it's a real can.
Anyway, congratulations to Sammy and Joe. Tammy and Joe. Wish them many, many years of happiness.
And, of course, to J-Lo and Ben Affleck also.
Yes.
While we're sending out congratulations.
They get married?
They're engaged.
Engaged. Gotcha.
Yeah. Could be happier for him.
I know that there's a certain town that would really like to give her a BJ. Where's that tape? You got that one around anywhere? Well, Rob, if you find it real fast, then we're going to get right to all the vaginas that want to talk to us.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post was sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
Yeah. All right.
Flicky boy.
Wow.
Here we go. Vagina monologues.
Very good.
Playing for $100 in cash. We'll give each woman on the line a chance to have 60 seconds to see what her vagina has to say.
Excellent.
We'll start with Jane in Philly on WYSP. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi there. Do you have a name for your vag?
Jane is fine.
Jane is fine. All right. Now, remember, Jane, you are speaking as your vagina.
Very good.
And we'll give you 60 seconds to tell us whatever tales your vagina wants to tell us. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go.
Hi, my name is Jane. I'm Jane's vagina. I'm not just plain Jane. I have very smooth brown curly hair. My favorite food is Cool Whip. I like it right out of the fridge. I was very excited to see that Ready Whip now comes in chocolate. As you can see, whipped cream is my favorite.
Oh, keep going, honey. You got about 38 seconds left.
38 seconds left? Oh, well, I do not like things that are lemon, and I really don't like cinnamon. And things that heat up when you touch it are really, really bad for my lips. So you have to be really careful about what you feed me. How am I doing on time?
Yeah, about 15 seconds.
Why don't you like lemons, Jane?
I don't like lemons. They make me pucker. They make me very small and very dry. I like white, fluffy things like the Cool Whip consistency.
Let me just say that was a wonderful
That's a great start, Jane.
Your vagina had a wonderful story. Hold on.
Cool Whip and Chocolate Ready Whip.
Hold on just a second there, Jane.
Okay.
Jane, see, that's how you do a vaginal monologue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what these broads are doing on Broadway and the show that travels around the country, but
I'll tell you right now, if it's anything like that, I'm buying a ticket.
This is what the vagina monologue should really be about. Yeah. Now here is Linda from Fairfax listening to us on WJFK in D.C. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. You have a name for your... Badgie or?
Oh, wow. How about beautiful baby?
Beautiful baby.
All right, now I'm sure you heard Jane. All we're looking for really is, you know, life experiences, things your vagina could say if your vagina could talk.
Okay.
And we'll give you 60 seconds. Go.
Oh, geez. What is this now? You know I'm asleep. Why are you coming over here? I worked hard for you all day. Cleaning your house, raising that baby that stretched me all out of shape. What are you doing? Did you brush your teeth?
Like that would matter? You've got 40 seconds left.
What is this? By the way, don't call me beautiful, babe. I don't want this. Why don't you flush the toilet when you go, either? You know I hate staring down at that.
Come on.
20 seconds left. What's your vagina got to say?
Oh, come on. Not tonight. We just did this yesterday. We just did this last week. I don't need this tonight. Sorry?
That I believe.
Just let me go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Linda. That's Linda's vagina. Thank you. Hold on, Linda. Something tells me that's really what her vagina says.
Well, it sounded like her vagina was wanting to say what Linda wanted to say.
Yeah. Here is Barbara from New Jersey. Hey, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready for your monologue?
Yes, I am.
Your vagina, does it have a name or?
Felix.
Now, you see, that adds a certain luster.
Felix the cat.
No pun intended to this bit, when the girl's vagina actually has a name.
Wonderful.
Here's Barbara talking about Felix, and we'll give you 60 seconds. Go.
Hi, I'm Felix. I'm Barb's vagina. I have a really big appetite. I don't care what it is. I like to taste everything. Sometimes my favorite thing to munch on happens to be a four-cell maglite.
Wow.
Oh, I'm all into all sorts of different kinds of objects. I like, you know, playing with, like, little sex toys, all sorts of different things. I don't like getting overworked, and unfortunately, when I get excited, I make a really big, wet mess.
Oh, dear.
How am I doing on time?
35 seconds.
35 seconds.
Take your time, though.
Okay.
Running out of steam?
I like some cute little outfits. All different types. Sometimes they're regular shapes. Sometimes they have little strings attached to the back of them.
Oh. Strings.
Oh, dear. Strings.
You're not talking.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Now, she was out of the chute like Secretariat.
So to speak.
But, yeah, and then kind of slowed coming around the last quarter of the year.
I know, ladies, you have 60 seconds to tell your little monologue.
Although she had the basic concept down. Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Felix. I'm Barbara's vagina.
She did. She enjoyed the concept, and so did we until the string came into play.
Here is... we have time for one more. Mary. From South Jersey on WYSP as well. Hey, Mary, do you have a name for the vagina?
It's Mary.
Just Mary.
Mary Jr.
All right.
Mary Jr.
All right, Mary, we'll give you 60 seconds on the clock. Again, it's your vagina doing the talking. Here now is Mary. Go.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm Mary's vagina. I've been through something that no vagina should ever have to go through. I once passed a 10-pound baby through me who tore me from the inside out.
Oh.
After having surgery and being told I couldn't have children for 2 years, when I finally did heal, there was a hole between my rectum and my vagina so that when I would pass gas, it would go through my vagina. And I had to have another surgery.
Wow.
And that's the end of my tale.
No. Listen, you show great promise. You have 25 more seconds.
The baby is beautiful, and my vagina has healed wonderfully, and things are back to normal. And as a matter of fact, it's better than before.
15 seconds.
La 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 la. Hey hey hey. Goodbye.
And who is this we're speaking to right now?
My name is Mary, and I'm from South Jersey.
I mean, you're Mary's vagina, right?
Mary's vagina, correct.
And everything's fine now, Mary's vagina.
Everything's better than before.
That's wonderful.
Hold on. Yeah.
Hold on.
Wow. Man.
Now, that was a real life.
That's a real story.
Vaginal monologue. Right.
That would be in the Broadway show.
Yeah. I think we can.
Wow.
I think, in the interest of fairness, we can probably tell Linda.
Linda, who had the name Beautiful Baby, and
goodbye.
I put a comment under that one. Yeah, you can tell her goodbye. And
goodbye, Linda. Please don't take any offense. I'm sure you have a wonderful vagina. And let me give you the Band of Brothers DVD box set.
Okay.
From HBO.
And thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on just a second.
That leaves us with Jane and Jane Jr., Barbara and Felix, and Mary and Mary Jr.
One of box sets. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. My name's Henrietta with my Harry and
Now I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Now. How come guys always have to screw these bits up?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know, my vagina is so... Men make complaints about how big their penis is. Well, my vagina is so big, the Communist Party is having a party inside of me.
All right. You know, you got to worry, really, really worry about a guy that calls in during this segment.
Right. We're not doing these scrotal monologues.
Right.
Or the penile monologue.
Or the I want to have a vagina monologue.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm calling from New Orleans, and our station got switched to a gospel station.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could help me out where I can find y'all.
You got to move where the food is, honey. Yeah. I really wish I had more time, but we're talking to vaginas right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And only on this show, would that be an acceptable...
Yeah, there, she was not even confused. Oh,
no.
I understand. Okay, bye.
Right. All right, Don and Mike. Hi, who's this?
This is Barbara.
Barbara, where are you from?
I just did the Felix.
Oh, this is Felix.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. The mag light.
The mag light.
All right, Barbara, we'll give you 60 seconds.
No, Barbara's already done it.
She did
it.
Oh, I got you.
She's already gone. Her vagina was named Felix.
Oh, okay, I got you. Oh, and she got cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Ouch.
Did we want to keep her? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
That one doesn't speak English.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, my God. I think we might have gotten a real authentic vagina monologue.
Hello.
Yeah, I think it was the Mary chick that was talking about the tears and the operations. She didn't speak from first person as a vagina.
This guy is critiquing Mary's vagina.
You don't critique the vaginal monologues. You enjoy the vaginal monologues.
You enjoy it, and we pick a winner.
Monologues.
All right. Sorry, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Rex Reed.
Thank you.
Guys, there's certain guys out there.
Yeah.
I believe every man that calls during this segment wants a vagina.
Troubled
men that need vaginas. On their own body.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, yes, I was calling to tell Don and Mike about my vagina.
Very good.
Yes, hi, and what's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, where are you from?
I am from Reston, Virginia.
Hello, Kelly.
On WJFK, is there a name for your vagina that you have?
Yes, Alice.
Go ask Alice.
Alice, all right, 60 seconds, and go.
Hi, my name is Alice. I'm Kelly's vagina. I'm tight despite giving birth to two kids. I have two vibrators, a silver bullet and a pink panther, and my husband's two girls show. Kristen and Tammy actually got to use one of those on me, and I definitely enjoyed that. I, of course, love it when my husband plays with the vibrator or just plays with me, and he does that with Cool Whip and various things, different oils and things, and Tammy and Kristen did get to see that, so that was exciting for me. I like to be waxed. I like it when my husband shaves me, and... I am, in general, like sex every day, and am hoping to have another two-girl show with my husband quite soon.
Wow.
So how much do I have?
You got about 5 seconds left.
Five seconds? I think I pretty much filled up my 60 seconds.
Yeah, I think that's pretty darn good.
That's pretty solid there.
Hold on a second.
She really opened up to him.
Well, we have to pick... one vagina
out of the four
that gave us the best monologue. Mike, could you recap those vaginas for us, please?
Okay, we had vagina number one was Jane with Jane Jr. Did a lot of talking about Cool Whip and the new product, Chocolate Ready Whip.
I kind
of
liked her.
Our next, Linda, we threw her back.
She was the string lady, right?
Barbara and her vagina, Felix. The only thing I wrote down under Barbara was Maglite flashlight. Felix enjoyed many different things, eating different things, and the most unusual was the Maglite flashlight. And then, of course, we had number four, Mary and Mary Jr. Mary Jr., Mary's vagina, gave us a very detailed description of surgery, including a hole between...
That's right.
Down there and down there where gas came out where it shouldn't. Quite a bit of detail, and Mary Jr. doing just fine right now. And then, of course, our last vagina, Kelly's Alice. Kelly's Alice told us about how she enjoys so many different things.
but especially a two-girl show when Alice is fed a vibrator. Marvelous vagina story.
Got one more. Here is V. Hello, V.
Hello.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a name for your vagina?
Well, little girl.
Little girl.
This isn't V from New York, is it?
No. I wish I were that V.
Oh, I remember her. All right, 60 seconds on the clock and go.
Oh, hello. My name is Little Girl, and I have to tell you that I'm very, very, very lonely. I'm so freaking lonely! I don't have anybody! I'm so sick of fingers! Her fingers! Jesus Christ! Something different, please, dear God. I'm so sick of the taste of latex. Get the vibrator away! Just anything for a shot of penicillin. Anything. A little creamy. A little soft. A little hard.
Wow.
Veiny. Something. A tongue, anything. Not fingers again. Please, I'm so lonely. I got cobwebs in here!
Wow.
60 seconds.
That was V.
That's strong.
Yeah.
That is strong, man.
Wow, that's it. We all cringed at the name of V's, little girl. We were all a little weirded out by that, but then it got immediately, we forgot about that. You know?
Tired of your finger.
Right, I'm changing her name to Girl Power. There you go.
I like that.
Because it was very powerful, V.
Wow, I know. At least I know we have to break. Must be, though. I'm enjoying this such. All right, then. Let's go with the ones that we have.
Right. We've got a total of 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 5 contestants. Do we have room for 5 more?
No. No, we got a break. So I got something else for the next break.
Okay.
I got to vote for V, the last lady we have.
I'm with you. It's unanimous. It's unanimous.
Hey, V.
The plea from V. Oh, no.
She hung up.
God.
She just hung up.
Wow. Now what do we do?
My second choice, for me personally, would be Alice.
Yeah. My second choice is Jane, the initial one who was the first one out of the gates with Cool Whip and Chocolate Ready Whip.
I like Alice's vagina.
That's her, my second choice as well.
Or was her name Alice?
Kelly and Alice was... that was the two-girl show. That was a good vagina as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, Buzz, which do you go for?
Kelly's Alice.
And that means that Kelly's Alice is the big winner.
Kelly's Alice?
Yes.
Kelly's Alice.
Alice.
Turn it around.
Of course, it's the theme to Alice. Congratulations. You have won
$100. All right. Thank you.
Go really just shower your vagina with,
go out and get a two-girl show again.
Yeah,
that'll help cover some of that.
Shower your vagina with affection and say hi to Alice for us.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Now, let me see, for everybody, you know what?
What?
V just called back.
Of course.
She's so dumb. V, why did you hang up, honey?
I didn't mean to. God, the vagina was just going crazy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It's just one of these stupid cordless phones where the keys are right there by your face.
What do we do in this situation?
Brother, I don't know. Cause
that's okay. I don't really need the $100. It's okay.
Well, we should give her a backup prize then.
Yeah, V, do you want to go see Aerosmith?
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right. As a matter of fact, let me see.
Sounds like V might need a date for Aerosmith.
Do you think so, V? Do you need a date?
Maybe.
Maybe she'll find one there.
V, you want a pair of tickets to Aerosmith, MCI Center, Saturday, December 21st. Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster or charge by phone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Di. I don't want to leave everybody else out. Let me see. Jane? Jane, are you there?
I'm still here.
Jane with the whipped cream vagina?
That's me.
Yours was a marvelous vagina. You've won the Fox TV Fleece Pullover and a Home Spa Treatment.
Oh, excellent.
That is from Fox Television. They want you to watch The Simpsons, King of the Hill, and Malcolm in the Middle on Fox. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice hearing your story.
I love your show.
We love you. Thank you for listening on WYSP. And let me see, Alice, we gave Alice the money.
Right. Barbara and Felix out there somewhere.
And I don't know where they are. If they call in, we'll give
and
them...
And Mary and Mary Jr. with the surgery.
We'll give them the...
right.
Ouch. Yeah. We'll give them the Fox pullover as well.
Wonderful.
And that's how you do the vagina monologues.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how that works.
Beautiful. Now you got to try that stuff every now and then. Otherwise, people shoot holes in your show.
hey, Mary.
Hey, where'd that come from?
It's for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right, and...
It's Veterans Day.
So, salute, and we do mean that.
It's time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, still to come this week on the show tomorrow. Finally, American Idiot, your 10 finalists of life, yeah, including internet voting, plus the blackjack expert, and the guy who's written the dog, book about what O.J.'s dog saw the night O.J. killed his wife. And as you told me last week, he's serious.
Yeah, right.
We wouldn't have booked him if it wasn't a goof.
All right.
Plus, the return of the Harry Potter line. Movie's coming out, you know.
That's right.
And very soon, we'll play Stump Joe.
Yes.
That's a new game we got coming.
Fantastic.
And just for you guys, sometime soon, maybe, we'll do the scrotal monologues. Now,
oh, that'll be evil.
Oh, yeah. I know, but fair play and all that stuff.
Of course, yeah. Turnabout is fair play.
And, you know, what guy's scrotum doesn't have a million stories to tell?
Mm-hmm.
We have made no secret about the fact that you and I want to spend part of the Thanksgiving weekend,
yes,
in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
It's also no secret that it's very hard to find a room in Atlantic City.
On that particular weekend, yes, it is.
And we've tried the behind-the-scenes stuff, and it's not working now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be moving. There's just nobody that steps up.
So... we have no recourse left except to call ourselves. So pardon us being so self-centered, but frankly, doing it on the radio is the easiest way to make sure that we can get a nice adjoining room.
Two-bedroom suite, Don.
For the time we want to spend in Atlantic City.
Is this too piggy of us?
No.
Come on, Ross. I was saving that for dessert.
With me. Call the Taj Mahal. Tell him we do a radio show.
Very popular.
Yeah. The national treasures, really.
Man, it's like calling the airlines.
Very busy.
All we want to do is just schmooze our way into a room. I mean, we'll pay
and
if
and the Taj is like, that's the big one, right?
I think so, yeah.
They haven't built any newer ones since then? Or...
isn't that the best one if we're going to Atlantic City?
I think that's the best. I have not. It's been a long time since I've been down
there. Me too. Well, they ain't picking up the phone.
You're listening to Frank Sinatra singing Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Now we're in Mike's wheelhouse right now.
Sing it, Frank.
Musically.
Be a lady tonight.
I'll be singing that all that weekend, too.
Luck be a lady.
Wow, this is...
Hold on a second. Let me...
God.
Yeah, Robbie.
Maybe they're closed for Veterans Day.
Not a chance.
The holiday.
Very busy.
Evening from Taj Mahal,
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now. We're on the air. I hope that's okay with you. Reservations, please.
With pleasure.
With pleasure.
Pleasure.
I think she meant it.
Calling Casino Hotel Services.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. You're on the radio. I got to tell you. We got a guy in Vegas who says he works for Harrah's and he can hook us up.
Oh. Not Harrah's.
What?
Not Harrah's.
Why?
They screwed you before.
Oh, yeah, but they did it in Reno. That's
well, that was the one at Reno. Yeah.
Let's talk to the, Robbie, pick up line 7.
All right.
And tell her what's going on. And meanwhile, we'll talk to the guy in Las Vegas.
Hello?
Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hi, Joe. We're both here, and you're on the air. You work for Harrah's out in Vegas?
Actually, I work at the Rio, which is part of Harrah's Entertainment.
And I
have friends in Atlantic City at the both the Harrah's and the Showboat property. Tell me... the day that you guys want to arrive, the day you want to check out, I'll make the reservations, and I'll email you confirmation number tomorrow.
Wow. Here's the deal. I think Mike wants to get there Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I want to arrive Friday morning, and I think we'll both be leaving on Saturday. So we need two nights, Thursday night and Friday night, and we would like adjoining suites.
Or, you know, a two-bedroom suite.
Two-bedroom suite.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. Let's double check. Are you at work right now?
No, I'm not at work. I'm off today.
All right. And you shouldn't have any trouble with this?
I won't have any trouble with it.
Not that I don't trust you, but if I put you on hold and you gave your work phone number to someone, would they call it and
they'll get my voicemail and they'll be able to verify through my voicemail.
All right, hold on.
So you can get us a swanky room?
I'll get you something. I'll do the best I can.
All right, hold on. We're going to check this guy out. And meanwhile, Marcus. Hello, Marcus.
Let me tell you something. This cat will not get you a room. The problem is that years ago, I used to go to Atlantic City a lot, and it used to be that Atlantic City was a place where there was a town of hotels and casinos just used to be attached, and now it's nothing but a town where casinos and hotels are attached, and the only people that get attached to those rooms are players. You'll never get a room there, especially on a weekend. That's out.
Sir. We're players.
The player.
We're players. We have a radio show.
And I'm telling you, it's just the first question I'm going to ask you. Is the player card number.
Maybe for someone like you, my friend. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not a somebody.
Take your negative energy elsewhere.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to play the Strodom monologue of the Strodom.
We're not doing that right now.
We're doing that somewhere down the road.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good. How come none of the vaginas mention that their neighbors are a-holes with bad breath?
Don't know. I liked the vagina
monologue
as they were. Now, I guess Joe is getting the guy from Las Vegas' information.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous if Joe's doing that. Maybe, Lisa, you should handle that.
That's right.
And Rob is on the phone with the Trump place with the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City.
They are difficult, are they not? Oh, yeah.
Fine.
I told you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, are the guys taking calls right now?
Yeah, we're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, son of a bitch, I'm stupid. I was listening earlier to the vagina monologue, and I missed part of it.
See, nobody's calling about the hotels.
No, Mike and I are concerned with getting ourselves
in. It's a difficult pull. That's why we've done this before, I think, and it's hard.
In a nice hotel in Atlantic City on Thanksgiving.
Do you really think you're going to have trouble with it, though?
Well, I mean, if the guy from so far, all I know is what you've told me.
Yes.
So far, the only guy that we've got is in Vegas.
Yes, we are going
to have to fly out to Vegas, we will.
No, I can't do that. Yes, we are going to have problems because we have called. There are no rooms available.
And there never are. Like on regular weekends, much less.
But the deal is, you know, they got rooms.
They always have rooms.
Because, you know, let's say that, Ricky Martin... Or some other faggot singer calls up.
Mm-hmm.
Says,
exactly.
Says, hello, I would like to come to Atlantic City.
Rob, how are you progressing over there?
I've left a voicemail with the supervisor of reservations, and that's the top of the line right now.
That won't work.
That's never going to work.
Doesn't sound good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You got to get marketing.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
And listen, sorry to...
Don't you guys know William Shatner?
Can he get you a hotel room from the supercomputer?
Now, we don't need your negative comedy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is serious business.
John Muhammad, and I have a caprice if you can't find anything.
Oh, that's
not even funny.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
I'm a pretty, I'd say, an expert at the whole Atlantic City Hotel thing. Not exactly getting rooms, but I can give you a good rundown on what's got to go on. That last was an a-hole. He didn't know what was going on.
What's that?
The guy that said you can't get a room, you know, that it was all...
Right, I figured he was an a-hole.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, I've been a college student, and I use free rooms all the time. It's, you know, you can get them.
Well, hold on.
We don't want free, we just want to get rooms.
No, I understand, but first of all, Harrah's and Showboat. Showboat is one of the swaggiest properties in Atlantic City. You don't want that.
Why are we listening? What grade are you in college?
You're listening to me because I've stayed at all the best rooms.
All right, what's the best place to stay at?
The best place is the Taj, as you were correct in thinking in the first place.
Uh-huh.
It's also going to be the hardest place to get into, but two radio guys like you should have no problem.
What grade are you in?
What grade am I? I've graduated. I'm just speaking from my college.
Oh, so you are a working adult now?
I am a working adult.
All right, now how do we get into the Taj?
Are you connected?
I am connected to the Plaza. I can get free rooms there, but only during the week, unfortunately.
Again, free is not... We're looking to pay.
I know, but in Atlantic City, it's all one and the same, really, because they don't offer a lot of rooms for rates. In order to get a regular old room like you would at a normal hotel, you'd have to do it literally months and months and months and months in advance.
Oh, you're not connected. Get out of here.
My helping's is real. Was I right about that?
Yeah, I know you're right. Mm-hmm. That's why we're on the air with this. Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, I just wanted to call and tell you guys to try the Trump Marina Hotel. It's on the bay.
You know what?
New.
Hold on a second. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right, what, Mike? What?
What are all these names that we're hearing? You know, Marina.
Trump.
Trump. All Trump.
I don't think that's going to have a thing to do with it.
We call Donald Trump. Why not?
Right.
We ask for an interview.
And they'll take our call. No, come on.
We call Donald Trump.
No.
He's now, probably up in New York.
What is this? I have a number. Joe Harrah.
Works.
What?
That's the guy from Harrah's you wanted her to check out.
Oh.
He does work in Harrah's.
He does work in Harrah's.
His last name is Harrah?
No, his name is...
No, the guy from Reno, actually, from Vegas...
His last name is Harrah.
Works for Harrah's.
Really? Well, that's huge.
So then he would be legit.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys should try the Tropicana.
Thanks.
Bye.
No
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donnie, I'll help you out.
Yeah.
Vincenzo.
Hi, Vincenzo.
No, Vincenzo.
Wait a minute, Mike.
No, Vincenzo. I don't like what you did. I don't like what you did at the last band gig, Vincenzo.
What is it, Mike?
I'm sorry, okay?
Stop telling everybody he was the manager.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye, Vincenzo.
He does that
all right. Bye-bye. Hello, Jeff, Philly, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I can get you comps down to Taj, but I can't get you two rooms joined together.
Can you get us two rooms?
They don't even have to be. They don't have to be.
They don't have to be a joint.
This is what no one is understanding.
I understand. You guys gonna share a room or?
No,
we're not bringing room.
No, we want two rooms. It'd be nice.
You bring your wives down or?
No, we're not bringing our wives,
and I don't have a wife currently.
But
do you want to bring your boyfriends down or something?
No, it's just me and Mike. you ever get the concept like of a buddy movie?
I understand.
You know the movie.
What do you guys want to do? You want to gamble or?
Yes.
Just want to go and hang out.
Yeah, come on.
Gamble.
Get off the phone. What an idiot. Why do you want to go to Atlantic City?
What do you want to do?
Well, we hear there's a great all you can eat buffet.
Well, bowling alleys.
The thing is, it's hard.
Hello? What people need to understand is
it's
not
like the movie Swingers.
It's not a matter of you guys not wanting to pay for it. It's finding availability at the room.
Right.
So that's where you're going to need help, not with the comp.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, Donald. I guess it's Donald from New York.
Yes, hi, Donald.
Come down to Atlantic City. You just mention my name. We'll get you a room anywhere.
Right. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Doug. I'm not connected, but I give you a contact at Harrah's Marina. I'll be up there at the same time.
All right, hold on. We'll take any information anybody can give us.
Mm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's amazing.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Call your buddy Sammy Hagar. He'll get you a room in Atlantic City. You guys got Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Sammy will take care of you.
Yeah, we'll just call Sam Hagar now.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Or Van Patten.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
You know, I would try to do Van Patten before I try Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, Van Patten.
Absolutely.
Would have
hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies, if you want me to, I'll pull the trigger for you.
Who is this?
This is the Grimace. I'll give Donald Trump a call for you.
You get it? It's the guy in the
Grimace, yeah. In the commercial.
The guy in the purple suit,
right?
With Donald Trump. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi. Great, thanks. Hi.
All right. You guys are very well off. You have quite a bit of money. All you have to do...
That's relative.
Right. All you got to do is call down there, talk to the people in charge and say, you know, we got money, we're coming to spend money.
Hold on a second. Here's the deal. I'm not going there to like spend thousands of dollars. I mean, my wife's going to give me like $300.
Oh, that's good.
And I got to make it last all day. I mean, I'll be at the $5 tables all night.
They
don't have to know that.
Yeah, play that night.
They don't have to know that. I'm not going to tell them that.
No, because they want you to put up a bankroll they're going to guarantee you a room. And,
gee, do you think?
And like,
gosh, that had never occurred to me. And again, we're not looking for free rooms.
No,
we paid for the rooms.
I told you this was hard.
I know. I'm saying you're right.
Hello,
it's amazing.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, this is Tom Baudette. We always leave the light on.
That's a good Tom Baudette.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
You're on the air with us.
Oh, hey, good. I've got your agent right here. He gave me a call. He's in Atlanta City.
Is he really?
Don and Mike, hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
You know, the comedians now have just overloaded the lines.
You know, there's one more thing I do want to try. Give me one second.
All right. See what this is.
If they ever pick up at the Taj Mahal, the name Aaron Spelling always works.
All right, very good.
Hello? Hello? Is this the Taj Mahal? Hello, this is Mr. Aaron Spelling. I'm calling from Hollywood, California. I am in need of a suite for Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you.
She transferred a reservation.
Of course.
It's been a long time since you've been Aaron Spelling.
Aaron Spelling is the name that opens doors.
Yes. Aaron.
Hello. Hello, who is this, please, darling? Dina, hello. My name is Aaron Spelling. I am calling you from California. I would like to get a room at the Taj Mahal for two nights, for Thursday, Thanksgiving evening, and also the following Friday.
He's from Texas. I know Russ. He has a Texas accent.
I don't know what else you might need from me.
The finest suite
As far as background goes, of course, I am the producer of
I Am the Love Vote.
The Love Vote. I Am the Love Vote. Charlie's Angels. Dynasty Hotel, many other fine television ventures.
I have a 150,000 square foot home.
How would I like to have you in one of my movies? Something tells me you're not treating me with the proper reverence. May I speak to a manager, please? Thank you.
They are tough.
God, what dicks.
Aren't they?
She's like, sure, why don't you put me in one of your movies?
Yeah, they're tough.
Because Aaron Spelling doesn't make movies. What's the latest show? Oh, Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, we're Melrose.
Melrose.
Melrose. I am Melrose. I am from Texas. How are you? Spelling. Whoa!
And yes, I know he's from Texas. I know he's
I know, but you're else. Aaron Spelling, and you have always used that accent when you say, I am Aaron Spelling. So you can say Aaron.
And listen to this. Now they just got me. Oh, hello? Listen to what I'm having to hear now.
City's premier poker room. Have a bite at the Poker Snack Bar.
Yeah, commercial. Mm-hmm.
That's what you've been looking for. The Poker Snack Bar.
Poker?
Oh, poker.
Yeah, here's the deal. If we don't get rooms at the Taj, we're going to drive them right out of business.
All right, let me tell you something. Okay? The name Aaron Spelling. Does it mean anything to you? Melrose Place, Beverly Hills, 90210. I am the Love Boat. I am tired of this crap. I want to stay at your establishment, at your property. So what I need is a room from you. And if I don't get the room, I call your boss and I say, Aaron Spelling is pissed. I'm sorry to take this tone with you. You laughed at me before. I just tried to give you some of my background in Hollywood. I'm a friend of the management. I am the Mod Squad. Many of your favorite television shows I'm the executive producer on. Perhaps you're a fan of my daughter, Tori, who was on 90210. Tori Spelling, I'm her dad, Aaron Spelling.
We'll be gambling upwards of $2 million.
I will be gambling upwards of, I hate to put a figure on it, but over a two-day period, anywhere between $1 and $3 million. Frankly, I'm a busy man. I'm not used to being treated like this. I just need to know, do you have the room? I need an adjoining suite for Thursday, the 28th, Friday, the 29th. I want you to make this happen. As unfortunately, those two nights are unavailable. You are speaking to Aaron Spelling. May I have your name, please? What is your first name? Dina. Dina, do you have a last name? You will not. So when I call to Donald Trump, who incidentally is a friend, I'll just say it was Dina, the stupid bitch, who didn't recognize the name Aaron Spelling. You have to hang up on me. Yeah, because you're a bitch, and I'm Aaron Spelling. Do you understand? I am the Love Boat. My show, Dynasty. You.
He's giving it back.
You eat BM. That's fine.
Hey, that was cool.
She hung up. We got a break.
Okay, we'll be staying at the Holiday Inn.
We are screwed, glued, and tattooed.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is a pleasure to be in the company of Emmy Award-winning Edie Falco. May I call you Carm?
Oh, please do.
And Carm would like to say hi to Don and Mike at Washington, D.C.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike, down in Washington, D.C. How are you? We're in the cold Big Apple.
What can we expect this year on The Sopranos?
More of The Sopranos.
At least 13 more, right?
At least about 13 more. That's all I can give you.
Well, we really hope the marriage works out with you and Tony. I mean, he's a handful.
You gotta love him.
No one ever looks quite so good dealing with someone who's about to have a mental breakdown as you. You're very pretty, and you're very put upon, and I think America loves you.
Oh, I couldn't be happier about it. Thanks.
Bob was so drunk that day. Today he got to meet the cast of Sopranos.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
They have no seal tail. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. We've been waiting the whole show.
Yeah.
And now we're ready to discuss The Sopranos last night. We're all in agreement. Best episode of the year. And this is where you, a lucky Don and Mike home listener, gets a chance to call them and give your 60-second review of the show as well to win a Sopranos prize pack at 877-365-3636. We'll just take a random caller here. We each get 1 minute to review the show, and I guess I'll go first if you don't mind. Do you mind?
You do every week. Go right ahead.
Okay. And we have music this week as well. The Sopranos by Donnie. Loved it. As I was trying to explain to Mike before the show, and as I have in previous weeks, it's a building block. You build up to the gratuitous violence that my violent friend wants every week on the show. I like the intricate plots. I like the character development, but alas, I cannot hide the fact that I also love the violence.
Aye.
Now, last night, the cutting off of Ralph's hands, his head, his wig, the depositing of such items in a bowling bag was fantastic. Paulie Walnuts, I do believe, will be framed for the murder of what's his name? The,
Ralph.
Ralphie. And finally, where was Christopher? But that is an A episode of The Sopranos, and it's a building block, Mike. That's what they're doing. Every week they build towards something. Anyway, that's my take. And now, here is Mike's.
The Sopranos by Mike. Thank you, Don, for teaching me these things. I was really with the pussy direction that I thought The Sopranos was going in. And let me tell you something. The producer, David Chase is his name. The producer, I believe, almost had me in mind last night when he gave us the most pussified early few minutes of The Sopranos, so pussified that even my ex-wife called me and said, why aren't they acting like gangsters? Well, little did I know, unlike my esteemed colleague over here, that what they were doing was setting us up for a crescendo of gratuitous, bloody, headless violence that ended with Ralphie in a tub getting hacked apart by Christopher. It was magnificent, and it brought me, as I sat alone in my giant rental property, a great deal of warmth and joy, and it did make me a happy man.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Sopranos, from Mike.
We're in agreement. It was a pretty great episode.
Oh, it was terrific.
And it was 9:58, the moment the credits came up. I dialed Mike and said, are you happy now?
That's when I unhinged my jaw and started laughing. Because I really was, you know, I don't know what it says about me. I was delighted. It was such a payoff. We have waited so long, and then, you know, it's almost like they had that in mind. They almost had that in mind, that they were going to hear people in the audience saying, hey, come on, when are you going to start acting like gangsters? And then the ultimate gangster, you know, killing a guy with your bare hands.
And before the show, when they had the poll out about who was going to die and who was not going to die, Joey Pants was one of the names that was mentioned. You know, I'll say this for them. They really can keep a secret.
Oh, man, because he came out of nowhere, you know. And then as soon as you see Ralph hit Tony, like, with the coffee pot, you know, hey, this is going to be a fight to the death.
Yeah. When he called him a fat F. Also, I don't want to forget, Uncle Junior was magnificent when he went next door and asked for ice cream.
The crank call from Ralph, you know. It's like giving Joey Pants one last comedic moment when he calls Paulie Walnut's mother in the nursing home.
And they have teased us now with Furio and Carm.
Right.
Which I'm ready for.
I see. That's where we part company. I just as soon see that plot line go by the wayside.
Mike,
I hate that. It's not.
Mike, now listen.
First of all, Carm, I don't know if you've noticed lately, Carm is not exactly blossoming.
I know. She got the fish ass. But think 5-6 episodes down the road, when Tony finds out.
Yeah.
Because you know,
I want to see somebody lose their head next
week. You know, if Furio does Carm, he'll have to kill Tony.
Or if Tony might have to kill Christopher. Because where's Christopher?
Where's Christopher?
Right.
And that's the other thing I love. They're digging holes to put Ralph's body in the ground, a dead guy they've chopped up. And Tony is lecturing Christopher about how drugs will kill him.
Yeah, and Christopher, who every time...
Are you high?
Every time Christopher gets called by Tony, it seems he's, you know, sticking that needle between his toes.
Right. All right, let's give someone listening 60 seconds. Let's go to Richard. Hello, Richard.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, where are you from, Richard?
Sacramento. Start doing the dance.
All right, we'll give you 60 seconds for your Sopranos review and... Go.
The Sopranos by Richard.
Good start.
Couldn't have been better. I think that they've been waiting all season long. All season long, they've been doing this pussy fest, setting us up. I agree with you, Don. There's going to be something huge with Furio and Tony, and it's fantastic. The head in the bowling ball,
couldn't have been better. It looked a little fake, but that's okay. I'll cut him some slack there. I thought they might have been going a little far with the priest quoting Rolling Stones.
You should know that
Ralphie.
You should know that both Mike and Rob are doing the dance now. You've lost them.
Oh, damn.
You're doing the Sacramento thing, and they're doing theirs.
But it's gonna get even better.
All right, great job,
fortunately. There you go. Mercifully, it's over.
Right.
Enjoy your Sopranos prize pack. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Courtesy of HBO. It had to be a guy from Sacramento.
Well, he got in. He was the eagerest.
Yes. It had to be.
But I got to talk now?
Outstanding episode, and thank you, Sopranos.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, Sopranos, a man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And you mark my words, when he gets out that Ralphie's dead, Tony's going to finger... That's funny. He's going to finger Polly.
Yeah. Especially funny on a show where we've also had the vagina monologue.
Right. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
In Washington today, something scary, weird, and kind of funny.
Really?
Yes.
That's an interesting tease.
Really? Would you listen to Liddy's show today?
No. All right. It has nothing to do with that.
All right, stay tuned
for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? It's
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go right to the news cubicle with Buzz, brought to you by Miramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Miramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In this age of terrorism, authorities here in Washington, D.C. were understandably concerned about the vehicle they saw roll into town today. At the corner of 1st and Constitution Northeast, just outside the U.S. Capitol, firefighters discovered a scary-looking contraption. It was a Mazda 626 with a huge tank on top of a piggyback trailer on two wheels. They'd never seen anything like it. It wasn't a bomb. The driver is an inventor from San Antonio, Texas, who'd come up with his own fuel injection system.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. It's a Mazda.
Right.
Has a tank on top of it?
A giant tank. A huge, massive tank on top of it.
Not a tank like with a gun coming out.
No. Just a fuel tank? Like a fuel tank.
Oh, all right. Exactly. See, I was thinking tank that shoots.
No.
You mean a big fuel tank.
A fuel tank.
A large fuel tank, or, you know, some kind of tank on top of it. Turns out, it was fuel.
It's all about the writing.
The man was hoping to make it from Texas to New York by Veterans Day on a single 100-gallon tank of gas. The driver, who, by the way, is a deaf, mute man dressed in camouflage, says he'll end his trip here.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her hat, and called it...
Officials called it a potentially very dangerous situation.
What?
Welcome to Washington.
You smell gas?
What?
Good.
It's a tank. It's a Mazda.
You got a light?
What?
Last time we left Saddam Hussein, his country was given until this Friday to accept or reject the new United Nations plan for making sure his country's without weapons of mass destruction.
Right, I was skeptical about this plan.
If Iraq rejects the plan or misses the deadline, we go to war. The Iraqi parliament...
Buzz, I hate to interrupt. Yes. It's one of the things I do best.
Uh-huh.
We don't go to war on Saturday.
No, not immediately.
No, I mean... That,
down the line.
You know, it's... Yeah.
It becomes more of a certainty, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the Iraqi parliament is expected to vote on this resolution tomorrow. But in a special session today, the top lawmakers in Iraq were rejecting the plan. That includes the head of Iraq's Foreign Relations Committee. This keeps up, we're going to war. Even if it is 6 months down the line.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Finally, someone who's saying the truth. Yes, we're going to go to war with them, but it ain't going to be tomorrow.
No.
It'll probably be next summertime.
Probably.
All right.
Summertime!
The living is easy.
The lawyers for one of the sniper suspects are very, very unhappy.
Why do we wait till summer, though?
Well, the weather's better.
Over there? The weather's always bad
there. I don't know.
I have a... Bomb their ass.
I have it on authority that it won't be summertime.
No?
Really?
When?
When?
I have friends that work in certain places that they are sending over everything right now. Right now, and they're doing so every single day.
Really?
Yep.
Write down the name of these friends.
I won't. Can't do that. Can't reveal my source, but it's a friend of mine that works at the airport, works for the airlines. And they don't ship just on military transports. They ship a lot of stuff, they ship it through commercial airlines.
All right.
And, I mean, everything's going over there.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's like even regardless of what the answer is, it's almost like it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Well, then let's get on with the show.
I just don't think, I really know, especially if they reject it, I don't think you're going to wait till the summertime.
Summertime!
Yeah, you talk about Saturday? Who knows? Who knows? We're more prepared than
people realize. If it happens Saturday, I'm buying you dinner.
We are more prepared than people realize.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that Mike O'Mara knows this, yet no one else in the American public does.
You know why I know this, Don?
Why, Mike?
Because I pay attention.
Yep, I try.
I pay attention. No, I just pay attention. I keep my ear to the ground. And I let people step on my head.
What? Over the weekend.
Thank you.
Over the weekend, police revealed that they had interviewed 17-year-old John Lee Malvo for about 7 hours last week. They say he told them he killed the FBI worker in Falls Church, Virginia, and the bus driver in Montgomery County, Maryland. They say he told them he wounded the 13-year-old boy outside a middle school in Bowie, Maryland. Malvo's lawyers say police never should have talked to the suspect without a guardian or one of his lawyers present.
Oh, eat me.
And they say police certainly should not have made this confession public. The lawyers say police are poisoning the jury pool. As a matter of fact, the prosecutor here in Fairfax County is furious about this and says if he could fire the people who leaked this information, he would, because he doesn't want them to jeopardize the case against the sniper suspect.
like they're going to walk.
Yeah, I'll listen.
You know, what an exercise this is.
Please.
Of lawyering.
Please. That's as believable as Mike having inside information. Both of you, wait. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Whatever they say, it got to be funky. The Don and Mike.
Here he is, the Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. I'm Mike. Of course, one of football's biggest rivalries continues tonight as Denver hosts Oakland on Monday Night Football. The Broncos have won 8 of the last 9 meetings, and Barry Bonds has just won his 5th National League MVP award. Finally, some grocery stores have started keeping their vanilla extract behind the counter. That's because people have been stealing it lately, apparently to get a buzz. Real vanilla extract is about 35% ethyl alcohol.
Are you ready to come clean on why you drink
that? Why do you think I like the vanilla, the Diet Vanilla Coke so much? Diet Vanilla Coke.
Pour me another one. Well, 35%, that's 70 proof, of course, putting it somewhere between schnapps and vodka in potency.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-ounce bottle of vanilla extract goes for about $3 when you pay for it. Quoting the manager of a store in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, we kept finding bottles in the parking lot. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Buzz.
No!
Sorry.
No.
You gotta go.
No!
We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
Well, you bet!
All right.
BM!
Eaters. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.